Maybe Sister Eve can just come in. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. Let's stand up and sing that song. There is no other way. Amen. to be happy in Jesus, Amen. But to trust and obey. Amen. Amen. If the Lord can help me to die, like John said, I must decrease and he must increase. Amen. If the Lord can kill that old George, that sinful George, Amen. That evil George, and then Jesus can rise in me. And then the Jesus in me will love the Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Amen.
When we walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, what a glory is shed on our way, while we knew His good. Oh yes, He abides with us there, and with all who will trust and obey.
Name this morning. Let's open our Bible straight away to Psalms 121. Really thank the Lord for the items today. So wonderful. Don't you want to carry your candle? Amen. Go to the darkness. Amen. That's what we're called to do. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is to support that one aim, that He may be glorified in His saints. That's the desire of the believer. Let's read Psalm 121. We'll take our thought from verse 4. But let's read the first four verses.
Psalm 121.
It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. Let's read also Psalm 105. We'll take our thought from there, that he that keepeth Israel. He that keepeth Israel. And don't forget that
Israel, c'est ça la pensée.
That we are Israel as well. Let's read Psalm 105 from verse 9, very familiar scripture.
À partir du verset 9, Psaume 105.
We'll get on to the scripture by the grace of God. Psalm 105, verse 9 up to 15. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you that you are the same this morning. We thank you that you never change. We thank you, Lord, that your thoughts and your purposes are established forever. Father, we thank you for a covenant that you made with Israel for 1,000 generations. Father, and we see your faithfulness even in this day. And Father, we thank you for an everlasting covenant that you've made with us, Lord. A grace covenant, and that is where our hope and that is where our expectation is. So may you bless your word unto our souls upon this day. Father, let us esteem what you've done for us. And Father, may we worship thee. May we testify of thee. May we testify of your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. May you be glorified. Father, your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. Father, how I long to worship you upon this day. How I long to lift your name up on high. How I long that all human instrumentality, Lord, would just, Father, fade out of the picture now. That, Father, you would have the preeminence, Lord. That, Father, your Shekinah would shine forth, Lord, upon the souls of your people. That, Father, your word would go forth once again from Zion. Lord, we'd pray that, Father, you would just bring forth your purpose and be glorified this day, we pray. Bless your people. Praying for every need that we have, Lord, even on Friday that was brought as a prayer request. Father, we are needy people. And Lord, all we can do is bring these needs up unto thee. So many requests, so many needs around. Father, and the people that we know, Lord, the people we associate with and in our midst. Father, but we thank you, Lord, that no matter how great the need, Father, you are greater than all. Father, you are greater than any circumstance. You are greater than any opposition. You are greater, Lord, than, Father, anything that the enemy can do. Because, Lord, you've already created the solution. Even before these things came into existence. And Father, we just come upon this day, not to rest in our power, not to rest in our might, not to rest in our own intelligence, Lord. But Father, we know that the battle is the Lord's. And Father, we come and we bring it up unto thee. Father, he that keepeth Israel, Father, you've kept us. You brought us safe thus far. And Father, we've come once again, knowing that you neither slumber nor sleep. Even when we sleep, Father, your eye is still upon us, Lord. Father, your goodness, your faithfulness, Lord, the power of your covenant, Lord, is sufficient for us, Lord. So we just want to come under the blood upon this day. We don't want anything to disqualify us from the blessings of this covenant upon this day. But Father, we just want to put everything under the blood and say, wash us, Lord, in your precious blood. And lead us, Lord, just to full obedience and yieldedness unto thee, that this covenant may speak in its fullness on our behalf. Father, bless your people. Bless them gathering in like manner, Lord. Brother Christian, the saints, we pray for them upon this day. Brother Tom and the saints, Brother Billy, Lord, the saints in Glengormley. Even, Lord, Brother George Quinn, the saints across there, bless them, Lord. Bless your people, touch your people. Father, be with each and every one of us, Lord. Bless and guide and lead, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. Just announced next Sunday, Brother Tom's with us in the morning, so please keep that in prayer.
Frère Tom sera ici dimanche prochain.
If you know anybody who has a need, bring them along, and may the Lord bless that meeting. Just wanted to start off on something this morning, and then we'll really get to the main point, but I thought it was something which it was good to bring to the saints' attention just at the beginning of the service.
Je voudrais apporter quelque chose à votre attention juste au début.
You know, we've just come back from Israel,
nous venons juste d'Israël.
And it's very interesting, just one thing that happened when we went there is that you start seeing certain things also looking at it from their perspective.
Quand nous étions partis là-bas, nous avons commencé à voir certaines choses à partir de leur propre contexte.
You know, the Jews, the elect Jews at this time,
Les Juifs et
they are under an expectation
ils sont dans
for the fulfillment of prophecies concerning themselves,
pour l'accomplissement des prophéties qui
concerning
les
Israel.
Concernant Israël.
They're looking for the Messiah.
Ils cherchent le Messie.
Now they're looking for certain things to come.
Ils attendent que certaines choses
and arrivent. What they're looking for and what we're looking for is the same thing.
Et nous cherchons, nous avec eux, la même chose.
Except for that there's certain parts
seulement qu'il y a certaines
of the prophetic word that's been hidden from them.
De la parole prophétique qui ont été cachées.
They don't understand the coming in of the Gentiles.
Ils ne comprennent pas l'entrée des gentils.
They don't understand the prophecies concerning the seven church ages and so forth.
Ils ne comprennent pas les prophéties concernant les sept âges de l'Église.
But they have their promises pertaining to themselves.
Mais ils ont leurs promesses qui leur appartiennent à eux.
And if you look at what they believe,
et vous, si vous regardez à
concerning the same things that we believe,
concernant les mêmes choses que nous croyons,
to the genuine Jewish believer,
à un vrai juif
Orthodox
croyant,
Jew,
un juif orthodoxe,
he doesn't believe different than us.
Il ne croit pas différemment.
He's just
que
looking
nous
at the same things from his point of view.
Il regarde aux mêmes choses, mais d'un autre point de vue.
And it's going to take Moses and Elijah to open it up to them.
Il faudrait que Moïse et Élie viennent pour
the way that we see things.
Pour qu'ils voient comme
because
nous
the
voyons.
Anointing on this message goes to them.
Parce que l'onction de ce message va vers
and that's
eux.
What needs to happen to them.
C'est ce qui doit leur arriver.
But I was having a look to see what the rabbis in Israel
mais je considérais seulement pour voir ce que les rabbins
saying about these blood moons.
Ce qu'ils disaient au sujet de ces lunes de sang.
Next week, Tuesday, the 15th of April,
parce que le 15, le jeudi prochain,
is the beginning
avril,
of the unfolding of those events in the heavens.
Ce sera le début de ces choses, des signes qui vont se montrer dans le ciel.
Now, I just put a few slides just at the beginning.
Je vais montrer
if you remember, we just mentioned this once before.
Vous vous souvenez que j'avais parlé
but
de
it was powerful to me
mais c'était si puissant
what the
pour
Jews
moi
were saying about
qu'est-ce que les Juifs en disent.
And I thought it was very, very appropriate the way which they handled this issue.
Et je crois qu'ils les font, ils les considèrent d'une très bonne manière.
The Gentiles have got far away from the truth saints.
Les gentils se
not
sont
the
vraiment
bride,
éloignés de la vérité.
But pas, the Gentiles.
Pas l'épouse, mais les
you
gentils.
Know, there's darkness upon the Gentiles.
Vous savez qu'il y a des ténèbres sur
and
les
you
gentils.
Can see the Lord is shifting his attention to the Jews.
Et nous voyons que Dieu est en train de déplacer son attention vers les
because
Juifs.
There's people in Israel.
Parce qu'il y a des gens en Israël.
Though they know Christ yet, it's not yet their time.
Bien qu'ils ne connaissent pas encore Christ parce que
but
c'est
they're
pas
really
moment,
getting in tune.
Mais ils se mettent en, ils se préparent.
They're really
déjà
starting to move into that channel of prophecy.
Ils commencent à entrer dans cette ce canal
where
de la prophétie.
They're seeing things the way that they are.
Et ils voient les choses telles qu'elles
it's
sont.
It's becoming clear to them.
Les choses deviennent plus claires.
So we looked
eux
at this once before. There's this real. It's quite an epic event in the heavens.
C'est quelque chose de très émouvant dans le ciel.
That's going to take place starting from next week until the end of next year.
Ça commencera la semaine prochaine et ça prendra fin la fin de l'année
and there's
prochaine.
Going to be these full eclipses of the moon,
il y aura l'éclipse totale
which is called a blood
lune,
moon,
qu'on appelle la lune noire
at the, on Passover this year, which is next week.
Qui sera le jour
you'll
de Pâques
15th
cette année,
of April there.
Cette semaine.
And then at the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in October,
et à la fête des tabernacles qui est en octobre,
which is the last of the feasts,
qui est la dernière
there's going to be exactly the same thing happen at that time.
La même chose se reproduira en ce temps-là.
Then next year, at the beginning of the Jewish religious year, Nisan the first,
l'année prochaine, quand au début du calendrier,
there comes
le premier
a
Nisan,
total eclipse of the sun.
Il y aura une éclipse totale du soleil.
And the next Passover there comes another total eclipse of the moon.
Et
exactly
la,
on
la
that
lune,
day.
La Pâque l'année prochaine, il y aura une autre éclipse de
and
la
and it
lune
finishes off with the total eclipse of the moon at et Tabernacles next year as well.
Ça se termine avec l'éclipse totale de la lune l'année
so
prochaine.
So this
la
happens on the first festival of the year and the last festival of the year.
Cela se produit au premier festival et au dernier festival de chaque année.
And this has only happened in the last 2000 years. This is the ninth time.
Et dans les deux derniers millénaires, c'est la neuvième
it's
fois seulement.
It's a very rare event for this to happen.
C'est un événement très rare.
And we looked at it before and we saw, if you go back and see, when did it happen before?
Et quand nous remontons pour voir quoi, quand cela s'était passé.
The first time in the last 2000 years was AD 32 and 33 when Christ died.
La première fois c'était quand Christ est mort en 1933.
The next time it happened was in AD 70, 69 and 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed.
La deuxième fois c'était en 69 et 70 quand Jérusalem a été détruite.
Then there were a few times that happened like through the ages, there were different events.
Au travers des âges, ça s'est reproduit encore.
But then you get to our day.
Et nous arrivons
it hadn't happened for hundreds of years.
Cela ne s'est pas produit depuis
until this
d'années
took place in 1949.
Jusqu'à ce que cela s'est produit en
49. Immediately after the War of Independence when Israel became
juste
a nation.
Juste après la guerre d'indépendance sens après la déclaration.
The next time it happened was 1967-68.
Après c'était en 76-68.
It was the Six-Day War.
Après la guerre des six
jours. When Israel possessed Jerusalem.
Quand Israël a possédé Jérusalem.
Defeated all those armies in 6 days.
Il a vaincu toutes ces armées en 6 jours.
And this coming up story next week is the 9th time.
Et ce qui se produit à partir de la semaine prochaine.
And we know 9 is the number of completion.
Et 9, finality. C'est, 9 c'est la finalité.
9 is the last of the digits.
C'est le dernier chiffre.
If you study the number 9, it's associated with judgment as well.
Quand on étudie le nombre 9, il est associé au jugement.
And this isn't going to happen again for hundreds of years.
Cela ne se reproduira plus pour des centaines
d'années. So there's a significance in it.
C'est, il y a une signification.
Genesis 1 verse 14.
Genèse 1 14.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven.
Dieu dit qu'il y ait la lumière
the
dans
sun
le ciel.
And the moon.
Le ciel, la
to divide the day from the night.
Pour diviser, séparer la, le,
and
jour
let
de
them
la
be for signs.
Et que cela soit un
so God put the heavenly bodies as signs.
Dieu a placé des corps célestes comme des signes.
That word literally means signs. I showed it to you, it means a signal.
Signal, un signe, ça veut dire un signal.
Such as a flag or a beacon.
Comme un drapeau ou un étendard.
So when you're trying to get somebody's attention,
quand vous essayez de tirer, d'attirer
l'attention, like a lighthouse.
Comme,
something to attract people's attention.
C'est quelque chose pour attirer l'attention.
The Lord put these things in the heavens, the Bible says, for one of the purposes.
Dieu a placé ces choses dans le ciel, l'un des
buts. Signs for us.
Ce sont des signes pour
signs
nous.
In the heavens.
Des signes dans les cieux.
These are things which declare something.
Ce sont des choses qui déclarent
when
quelque
the Pope
chose.
Went to Jerusalem 1964,
quand le pape est allé à Jérusalem en 1964,
the Lord flashed it in the heavens.
Le Seigneur a donné un signe dans le
and
ciel.
And the prophet picked it up.
Et le prophète l'a
and it was a judgment sign to him.
Et c'était un signe de jugement
gross
pour lui.
Darkness upon the people.
Les ténèbres profondes sur les gens.
Now, the rabbis now,
les rabbins maintenant,
when they look at these things now,
quand ils regardent à ces choses maintenant,
they link them to this prophecy here.
Ils l'amènent
which what we would do as well.
À la prophétie de Joël 2.
Joel 2, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth.
Je montrerai des signes sur les ciels.
Blood and
terre.
Fire and pillars of smoke.
Le sang, le feu, la colonne de fumée.
The sun shall be turned into darkness. And the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. Amen. So what are we looking for? The same as the Jews.
Qu'est-ce que, à quoi regardons-nous la même chose
I will
les
send
Juifs.
You Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Je vous enverrai le prophète avant le jour terrible de l'Éternel.
The day of the Lord is his day of visitation in judgment.
Le jour du Seigneur c'est le jour de son sa visitation pour le jugement.
When he will visit the sins of the nations upon them, the Bible says.
Quand il va visiter les péchés des nations sur eux.
And it says in verse 32.
Verset 32.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So when these things happen,
quand ces choses se produisent,
which speak of judgment,
ils parleront du
jugement among the nations,
parmi les nations,
speaking of trouble for Israel,
parlant des troubles en Israël,
but it speaks of redemption as well.
Mais il parle de la rédemption aussi.
Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Parce que quiconque invoquera le nom du Seigneur sera
and
sauvé.
And Israel are looking for the deliverer to come.
Et Israël attend le libérateur.
It says, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. You see what it's going to be.
Ouais, c'est que cela sera.
As the Lord hath said.
Comme le Seigneur l'a
and
dit.
In the remnant who the Lord shall call. So that's what the rabbis are looking at when they look at these moons.
C'est ce à quoi les rabbins regardent quand ils regardent à ces signes.
And they say,
et ils disent,
at the time when the sun is stricken, when there's an eclipse of the sun,
pendant que le soleil est frappé,
it is a bad omen for the world.
C'est un mauvais signe pour le monde.
To what can this be compared?
À quoi cela peut-il être comparé?
They say it's like when a king makes a banquet.
Il dit c'est comme quand un roi fait un banquet
for his subjects.
Pour ses sujets.
And he places a lantern before them.
Et il place une lanterne devant eux.
And then later he becomes angry with them.
Et après il devient plus fâché
and
contre
he says,
eux.
Remove the lantern from et, before them.
Et il dit fait ôter la lampe de devant
and
eux.
Let them sit in darkness.
Qu'ils restent dans les ténèbres.
That's exactly what the prophet said.
C'est ce que le prophète dit.
Laodicea, the seventh age goes into darkness.
Nous voyons les sept âges entrer dans les ténèbres.
So the Jews they say those eclipses of the sun are a bad omen for the nations.
Les Juifs disent que ces éclipses sont des mauvais signes pour les nations.
They say when the sun is stricken it's a bad omen for the idolaters.
Ils disent quand le
Gentiles.
Soleil est frappé c'est un mauvais signe pour les gentils.
Those who worship more than one God.
Ceux qui adorent plus qu'un Dieu.
And they say during the time the moon is stricken,
il dit pendant que la lune est frappée,
it's a bad omen for the Jewish people.
C'est un mauvais signe aussi pour les Juifs.
And we see that. 1967, it was a bad omen for the Jewish people.
En 67, c'était un mauvais signe pour les
but
Juifs.
It brought forth deliverance.
Mais cela a apporté
they
la délivrance.
Possessed a greater portion of their inheritance.
Ils ont possédé une plus grande portion de leur
héritage. They had to go through those birth pains.
Ils devaient passer par ces douleurs
d'enfantement. To possess a greater portion of what is stored up for them.
Pour posséder une plus grande portion de ce qui était emmagasiné pour
eux. And no matter what the Jews have been through.
Et peu importe ce qu'ils ont vécu.
As the scripture we read.
Et c'est l'écriture que
keeps Israel will not slumber.
C'est lui qui garde Israël ne sommeille pas.
That's why the real Jews.
C'est pourquoi les vrais Juifs.
They say there's trouble coming.
Ils disent qu'il y a des troubles.
They say there's big trouble coming.
Ils disent qu'il y a des troubles.
They said, but we don't need to fear.
Mais ils disent qu'ils n'avons pas besoin.
They said, if we are walking, the way they said, if we are walking in harmony with the omnipotent.
Ils disent, nous marchons en harmonie avec l'omnipotent.
We don't need to fear these things.
Nous ne pouvons pas craindre ces
because
choses.
Whenever these things take place,
parce que quand ces choses se produisent,
when judgment comes upon the nations,
quand les jugements sur les nations,
it always brings redemption to Israel.
Il apporte aussi la rédemption pour Israël.
So they take it back now. It's really interesting how they take it.
Et c'est intéressant de voir comment ils le ramènent.
There's the Passover.
Ceci, c'est la Pâque,
which is next week.
Qui est la semaine prochaine.
Then there's tabernacles. It's the last feast of the seven this year. Then the Passover next year. Then tabernacles next year. And in this article which they released, they say, what do the Passover and tabernacles have to do with this?
Qu'est-ce que la Pâque et le tabernacle ont à voir avec ça?
If the Lord is going to put beacons in the sky, signs to warn people of something.
Si le Seigneur doit placer des signaux dans les cieux pour avertir les gens.
God is not willing that any should perish.
Pourquoi allons-nous périr?
He wants people to be prepared for what's coming.
Il ne veut pas que les gens périssent, il veut que les gens soient préparés.
So he sends prophetic signs.
Alors il a envoyé des signes
prophétiques. Signs in the skies.
Des signes dans le ciel.
The prophet says God always announces in the heavens first.
Et le prophète dit Dieu annonce d'abord dans le ciel.
And you think how precise God can be?
Combien Dieu peut être précis?
When God stretched forth the heavens,
quand Dieu est en train de monter
put
dans
the
le
stars
ciel,
and the planets in place,
et quand il a placé les étoiles et les planètes,
all those years back,
toutes ces années passées,
he put a system in place.
Il a placé un système.
Only God can do that.
Dieu seul peut le faire.
That those stars, like for the wise men,
ces étoiles comme avec les mages,
would line up at exactly the right time.
Ils vont s'aligner exactement
exactly
au bon moment.
When Christ was born,
juste au moment où Christ était né.
God made it that the cycle in the heavens moved into an exact pattern.
Dieu a fait que ce cycle dans les ciels marche suivant le même modèle.
This happened. Israel War of Independence.
Cela est arrivé pendant la
happened
guerre d'indépendance d'Israël.
Et en 1967. And now it's about to happen again.
Maintenant cela va encore se produire.
The one who controls the heavens.
C'est lui qui contrôle le ciel.
The Bible says he calls the stars by name.
Il dit qu'il appelle les étoiles par leur nom.
He set these things in order.
Il a placé ces choses en
so
ordre.
So when they intersect and come together.
Pour que quand l'intersection vient
the
ensemble.
The prophet says when those stars came into harmony.
Que le prophète dit quand ces étoiles entrent en harmonie.
There was a people on earth coming. Into harmony
il y avait
as well.
Un peuple sur la terre qui entrait
when
aussi
those
en harmonie.
Stars lined up for the wise men,
quand ces étoiles se sont alignées pour les
the
mages,
wise men were lining up with prophecy as well.
Ces sages s'alignaient avec la prophétie. C'était un temps de signes et de l'union.
So these things are planned. They put there for a purpose.
Ces choses sont placées dans un but.
But why would it come on the Passover?
Mais pourquoi à la Pâque?
Now listen what they say.
Écoutez ce qu'ils disent.
They say this speaks of the judgment of the world cultures.
Il dit ceci parle du jugement de la culture du monde.
And they say why?
Il dit pourquoi?
Would judgment be associated with the Passover?
Pourquoi le jugement doit-il être associé à la Pâque?
Now this is what I'm saying. Sometimes you've got to look at it the way the Jews look at it.
Et c'est pourquoi j'ai dit parfois il faut regarder comme les Juifs le regardent.
We as believers,
nous en tant que
when
croyants,
we look at the Passover,
quand nous regardons la Pâque,
rightfully so, what do we see? We see Christ.
Qu'est-ce que nous voyons? Nous voyons
Christ crucified.
Christ crucifié.
We see redemption.
Et la rédemption.
But the Jews don't see that.
Mais les Juifs ne voient pas
they've
cela.
They've been blinded to that.
Et cela a été avec
their
eux.
Their time is yet to come for them to recognize the atonement.
Leur temps arrive pour qu'ils reconnaissent l'expiation.
So they, when they look at the Passover,
maintenant eux quand ils regardent la Pâque,
they say on Pesach the Passover.
Ils disent à Pesach la Pâque.
The overriding event,
l'événement,
is the fall of Egypt.
L'événement majeur, c'est la chute de l'Égypte. C'était le jugement sur l'Égypte. C'est cela le grand événement du Pâque. C'était le jugement sur les
so
Gentils
that Israel could be born.
Pour que Israël soit né.
Because unless God judged Egypt,
à moins que Dieu n'ait jugé l'Égypte,
Israel wasn't going to come forth.
Égypte ne pouvait pas sortir.
So can you see where we are in time?
Et voyez comment nous
can
sommes
you
dans
see
le temps.
Why the judgments of God are in the earth?
Voyez comment les jugements de Dieu viennent.
Can you see climate going crazy?
Ne pouvez-vous pas voir comment
the world is falling apart, the prophet said.
Comment le monde est en train de tomber en
décadence. Trouble among the nations.
Les difficultés parmi
America,
les gens.
America, we saw last week going down so quickly.
L'Amérique qui descend très rapidement.
Russia rising on the scene.
La Russie qui monte sur la scène.
There's got to come judgment on the Gentiles.
Il doit y avoir un jugement sur les gentils.
And that's why they say when you look at
c'est pourquoi
that
ils disent,
blood moon on the Passover.
Quand vous regardez à cette lune de sang dans la Pâque.
They say this Passover speaks of that.
La Pâque parle de cela.
They say if the surrounding non-Jewish culture had not collapsed.
Ils disent si cette culture non-juive qui nous environne ne tombe pas.
We would have been unable to begin our national life as a nation.
Nous n'aurions pas pu être capables de commencer
as
notre
the
nation.
As the people of the Lord and of His law.
Comme le peuple de Dieu et le peuple de la
so
loi de Dieu.
So judgment on Egypt.
Les jugements sur l'Égypte.
Brought deliverance to Israel.
A apporté la délivrance à Israël.
And brought them to the adoption. Brought them to Mount Sinai.
Et les a amenés à l'adoption au Mont Sinaï.
Where the cloud came down on the mountain.
Quand la nuée est descendue
and
sur
God
la montagne.
And God spoke to His prophet.
Et Dieu a parlé.
And God delivered the oracles to them,
et
the law.
Délivré l'oracle, les
but it
les lois.
Needed judgment on Egypt for that.
Mais c'était un jugement pour l'Égypte.
And friends, as long as God's blessing is still on the Gentiles,
et aussi longtemps que la bénédiction de Dieu est encore sur les
he
gentils,
can't bless the Jews.
Il peut pas bénir les Juifs.
The blessing had to pass. Remember when the blessing of Jacob on the sons of Joseph.
Rappelez-vous les bénédictions de Jacob sur les fils de Joseph.
He had to cross his hands.
Il devait croiser ses mains.
And his right hand went on the younger son, us the Gentiles.
Sa main droite alla sur le plus jeune.
And the blessing passed unto us.
Et les bénédictions sont venues vers nous par la croix.
That's what it signifies.
C'est ce que cela signifie.
But now it's time for us, the wild olive branch, to be cut off.
Maintenant, c'est à nous, l'olivier sauvage, d'être coupé.
He's taking the lamp away from the Gentiles, and they're going to sit in gross darkness.
Maintenant, la lampe va être retirée. Nous allons nous asseoir dans les grandes
ténèbres. And it's time for the blessing to go back.
Et c'est le moment pour que
to the natural olive branch, which is Israel.
À l'olivier naturel qui est Israël.
But these two things cannot coexist.
Mais ces deux ne peuvent pas coexister.
Paul said in Hebrews.
This
word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken.
Ce mot signifie l'enlèvement de ces choses qui.
As of things that are made.
Des choses qui ne sont pas en place.
That those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Des choses qui ne peuvent pas être agitées vont demeurer.
So he's going to shake the Gentiles.
Il va agiter les gentils.
And that which cannot be shaken.
Et ce qui ne peut pas
his
être agité,
covenant with Israel,
son alliance avec Israël,
is going to shine forth.
Va demeurer.
God is going to show that he's not an Indian giver.
Dieu va montrer qu'il n'est pas un donateur.
He's going to show that when he made his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
il va montrer que quand il a fait son alliance avec Abraham, Isaac et Jacob,
an everlasting covenant for a thousand generations.
C'était une alliance perpétuelle pour des générations.
That he remembers his covenant.
Il s'est rappelé
he
de
is
son
so
alliance.
He is so faithful to his covenant.
Il est si fidèle à son alliance.
Generations come and generations go.
Les générations passent.
Empires come and empires go.
Les empires viennent et s'en vont.
But his covenant,
mais son alliance,
it never changes.
Ne change jamais.
You know, somebody came to the one king some years back, about 100 years ago.
Il y a une centaine d'années, quelqu'un est venu avec un
roi. And that king said to this man,
ce roi a dit
said,
à cet
can
homme,
you show me the proof that the Bible is true?
Peux-tu me montrer la preuve que la Bible
is there any proof?
Y a-t-il une
he
preuve?
Said, yes, my
mais
Lord.
Il a dit,
says, what?
Oui, mon Seigneur.
He said, Israel.
Il dit, voici Israël.
Israel is the proof that the word is true.
Israël, c'est la preuve que la Bible est vraie.
A nation that was destroyed 2,000 years ago.
Une nation qui a été détruite
2,000
ans.
It's never happened before in history.
Cela ne s'est jamais produit dans
l'histoire. That a nation was destroyed and scattered.
Une nation qui a été détruite et éparpillée.
And then after 2,000 years was gathered and established again.
Et après 2,000 ans, elle a été rassemblée vivante.
That's the power of this covenant.
C'est cela la puissance de
the
cette alliance.
The covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
l'alliance que Dieu a faite avec Abraham, Isaac
et Jacob. And it doesn't matter what Russia does.
Et peu importe ce que la
Russie fait. Doesn't matter what Rome does.
Peu importe ce que la Rome
doesn't
fait.
Doesn't matter what America does.
Peu importe ce que l'Amérique
doesn't
fait.
Doesn't matter the tribulation they try to bring upon Israel.
Peu importe les tribulations qu'ils essaient d'amener sur Israël.
He that keepeth Israel.
C'est lui qui garde
shall
Israël.
Shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Ne dort ni ne sommeille.
It's an everlasting covenant.
C'est une alliance perpétuelle.
And that should be an encouragement to a believer.
Et cela doit être un encouragement.
Because that's natural Israel.
Parce que ça, c'est
how much more spiritual Israel?
Qu'en est-il d'Israël spirituel?
How much more? Not just a covenant made with lamb's blood.
Qu'en est-il de cette alliance qui n'est pas faite de la de sang des agneaux?
But our covenant is a far greater covenant.
Mais notre alliance est beaucoup plus grand.
God made their covenant with Abraham.
Dieu a fait c'est leur alliance avec Abraham.
God established our covenant with the seed of Abraham.
Dieu a établi notre
Christ,
alliance avec
the royal seed of Abraham.
Royal d'Abraham.
God established the covenant with us, the bride.
Dieu a établi la semence, l'alliance
it
avec nous, l'épouse.
Made with our representative.
Cela a été fait avec notre représentant.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Le Seigneur Jésus-Christ lui-même.
This is a sure covenant, friends.
C'est une alliance sûre.
And the proof.
Et la preuve.
Of how powerful this covenant is.
De combien
he said, doesn't matter what the devil does to Israel.
Peu importe ce que le diable fait.
Doesn't matter how many wars they go through.
Peu importe combien de guerres.
Every time they come out stronger.
Chaque fois ils en sortent plus fort.
They come out with a greater portion of the lot of their inheritance.
Ils en sortent avec une plus grande portion de leur
héritage. The same as you and the same as me.
De l'année de même.
We'll be shaken at times.
Nous pouvons être agités parfois.
We'll think we're going to be overcome at times.
Parfois nous pensons que nous allons être
vaincus. But this is an everlasting covenant.
Mais c'est une alliance éternelle.
This is a grace covenant.
C'est une alliance
it'll
de grâce.
Never fail.
Cela ne va jamais
as long
faillir.
As God is God,
aussi longtemps que Dieu est
the
Dieu.
Devil will never overcome
le
you.
Diable ne va jamais vaincre.
Not because of who you are, who I am. It's the power of the covenant.
Cela ne dépend pas de qui vous
that
êtes.
God
c'est la puissance de l'alliance. Que Dieu a
traité we weren't
avec
even
nous.
There when the covenant was made.
Si Dieu n'était pas avec nous, nous ne pouvions même pas savoir.
It's a grace covenant.
C'est une alliance de grâce.
And Israel gathered there now.
Israël est rassemblé
they weren't there when God made the covenant with Abraham.
Ils n'étaient pas là quand Dieu a fait l'alliance avec
but
Abraham.
They were in his loins.
Mais ils étaient dans ses reins.
He represented them.
Il les a représentés.
And what God does to Israel,
et ce que Dieu fait à
the
Israël,
promises of God to Israel,
c'est que des promesses de Dieu envers Israël,
are to his seed after him as well.
Sont pour sa semence après
to
lui.
All that were in Abraham.
À tous ceux qui étaient en Abraham.
They are beneficiaries of the covenant made with Abraham.
Ils sont bénéficiaires de cette alliance faite
so
à Abraham.
All that are in Christ today,
à tous ceux qui sont en Christ
through the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
au travers
the
du
Spirit
du
of the covenant,
l'esprit de l'alliance,
you are secure as secure can be.
Vous êtes en sécurité.
We are more secure than Israel.
Nous sommes plus en sécurité qu'Israël.
We are more sure to prevail than they are.
Nous sommes plus sûrs de vaincre qu'ils le sont.
He says, "I've written you in the palms of my hands."
Il dit tous ceux qui sont dans la paume de
he
mes mains.
He says, "Father."
Il dit, Père,
all that you've given to me, I've lost none of them.
Tout ce que tu m'as donné, je n'ai perdu
and Father, I don't pray for these ones I can see only.
Je ne prie pas seulement pour ceux-ci que
I
je
pray
vois.
For them that shall believe.
Je prie pour ceux qui croient.
Because of the word.
À cause de la parole.
That they may be one as we are one.
Qu'ils soient un comme nous sommes un.
That the glory that thou hast given me.
Que la gloire pour que la gloire
they
que tu
shall share
donné,
that glory as well.
Qu'ils puissent la partager
this
avec moi.
This is a serious covenant that we under.
C'est une alliance sérieuse dans laquelle
never underestimate the power of a grace covenant.
Ne sous-estimez jamais la puissance de l'alliance de grâce.
This isn't determined by your strength or your power.
Cela n'est pas déterminé par tes faiblesses
or your resolutions that you make.
Ou tes décisions que tu prends.
God proposed this in himself.
Dieu l'a proposé en
lui-même. Before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
Because God's purpose it'll stand according to election.
Son but tiendra à cause de son
élection. That's the basis of this covenant.
C'est cela le la
base de cette covenant
alliance.
Is not sealed with the blood of bullocks and heifers.
Et cette alliance n'est pas faite sur base de sang de taureaux et de brebis.
It's sealed with the blood of Christ, the blood of God himself.
Elle est scellée par le sang avec le sang de Christ, le sang de Dieu lui-même.
That's why to a believer understands this covenant.
C'est pourquoi le croyant qui comprend cette alliance.
You'll never fear.
Elle ne va jamais
you'll
faillir.
Never fear.
Elle ne va jamais avoir peur.
The Bible says if God be for us, who can be against us?
Parce que la Bible dit si Dieu est avec nous, qui sera
contre nous?
Doesn't
mean we won't have troublous times.
Cela ne veut pas dire que vous n'aurez pas de problèmes.
Israel's moving into the time of Jacob's trouble.
Il dit, Israël est en train d'entrer dans la période de
her very existence is going to be threatened.
Leur existence même va être mise à
the devil's going to think this time I got them.
Le diable va penser que maintenant je les ai eu.
I've tried many times before.
J'ai tenté plusieurs fois
but
avant,
somehow they escaped.
D'une manière ou d'une autre, ils s'en sont sortis.
But it's not going to change, friends.
Mais cela ne va pas changer.
Because he that keepeth Israel doesn't slumber.
Parce que c'est lui qui garde Israël. He
doesn't sleep.
Il ne dort pas.
He's in covenant with them.
Il est en alliance avec
eux. And this power, the power of this covenant is immutable.
Et la puissance de cette alliance est immuable, elle ne peut pas changer.
Whether Israel back in the days of David.
Israël, que ce soit au jour de
when
David,
they fought their wars,
quand ils ont combattu leur
guerre, God went out to battle with them.
Dieu est allé à la bataille avec
that
eux.
Same God,
ce même Dieu,
goes out to battle with Israel in this day.
Va dans la bataille avec Israël.
Because it's a grace
jour.
Covenant.
Parce que c'est une alliance de grâce.
It never changes, friends.
Il va jamais
this covenant.
Changer.
I was showing Gitani yesterday that one I'd sent to some brothers some years back.
Je disais hier que j'ai dit
that little clip called Miracle in Gaza.
Il y avait quelque chose appelé le miracle.
I so much like a little clip.
Il dit,
to those who haven't watched it, go and watch it. It's called Miracle in Gaza.
C'est une vidéo appelée le miracle à Gaza.
And it's this American Jew. He's quite a young Jew.
Il dit, un juif américain jeune.
And he just felt the pull that he needed to go back to Israel to.
Il a senti qu'il devait rentrer
to serve in the army.
Pour entrer dans l'armée.
And he joined the paratroops.
Et il est entré dans les parachutistes.
And his unit was assigned to Gaza.
Et son unité a été assignée à Gaza.
And especially the Gaza Strip in those days, about 10 years ago, it was deadly.
Et en ces jours-là, la bande de Gaza était un territoire
and there
très
was
dangereux.
So much trouble in Gaza that his unit was sent right into Gaza to go and restore order.
Et son unité a été envoyée pour restaurer l'ordre à Gaza.
And he says, we knew.
Et il dit, on savait
they were waiting for us.
Qu'ils nous attendaient.
They were ready for us.
Qu'ils étaient prêts
they
pour
were
nous.
Expecting us to come.
Qu'ils attendaient qu'on vienne.
We knew there were booby traps everywhere.
Nous savions qu'il y avait des pièges partout.
Snipers everywhere.
Il y avait des tireurs partout.
They had the anti-tank missile set up.
Ils avaient leur missile anti-tank.
Then he shows a clip and they see him marching to the gates. The fence of Gaza, where they had to assemble.
Ils les ont montrés marchant sur les portes de Gaza.
And he says, and all of the military vehicles were coming past the tanks.
Et ils ont montré tous les chars qui passaient.
There was so much confusion.
Et il y avait autant de confusion.
And you wonder in your mind, what does this mean?
Et vous demandez qu'est-ce que ceci veut dire?
Because you know what you're heading into.
Parce que vous savez c'est à quoi vous vous avancez.
He says, and then we all assembled, and they called us.
Ils se sont tous rassemblés, nous ont appelés.
And they made us stand in a big semicircle.
Ils nous ont fait mettre en demi-cercle.
And he shows the photo, and they all have their war paint, and they all kitted out to get into Gaza that day.
Ils avaient tout leur camouflage et tous leurs équipements.
And he says, and then the rabbi came.
Il dit, alors un rabbi est arrivé.
And he gave the blessing of the high priest.
Et il a donné la bénédiction.
The blessing the high priest would give to the armies of Israel.
La bénédiction que les sacrificateurs donnent
à l'armée d'Israël. And he told us, do not fear.
Et nous a dit, n'ayez pas peur.
Because the God of Israel is with you.
Parce que le Dieu d'Israël est avec
and
nous.
And that man said, something happened.
Et l'homme a dit quelque chose.
He said, the confusion just disappeared.
Il dit, la confusion s'est dissipée.
He said, everybody could feel it.
Il dit, chacun pouvait
we
le
just
sentir.
Became focused on what we had to
nous
do.
Devenus déterminés dans ce que nous
and we went into Gaza.
Et nous sommes allés à Gaza.
And then there's some film clip of them in Gaza, and there's the bombs and the bullets.
Et il y avait un extrait de Gaza où
he says we were there.
Il dit, nous étions
he says
là.
When the operation came to an end.
Et quand à la fin de l'opération.
He says, I came back to where my unit had to gather.
Je suis revenu avec mon unité.
And here was all the personnel carriers there.
Et il y avait tout le personnel.
And I was wondering how many of us died.
Et je me demandais combien d'entre nous
and I looked in the back of the personnel carriers expecting to see blood in each of them.
Et je regardais à ces civières pour voir s'il y avait du sang.
And I came to my unit commander.
Et je suis allé voir
and I said, sir, how many of us died?
Je lui ai demandé combien sont morts,
and he said, nobody.
Il dit, personne n'est mort.
And I said, but it's not possible.
Mais j'ai dit, mais c'est pas possible.
With all those bullets.
Avec toutes ces balles.
With all those explosions.
Avec toutes ces explosions.
With all those tripwires.
Avec tous ces
it's
pièges.
Not possible.
Il dit, c'est pas possible.
He said, we only had one injury.
Il dit, nous avons eu un seul blessé.
The man sitting over there.
L'homme qui est assis là-bas.
He says, I went up to this man, my fellow man from the unit, soldier.
Je suis allé vers mon compagnon.
A bullet had hit the wall.
Une balle a frappé le mur.
A piece of plaster had struck him on the shoulder.
Et une pièce a ricoché à
and the medic was using a baby wipe.
Et le médecin utilisait une couche de bébé.
Just to patch the wound.
Juste pour,
he had a scratch.
Nettoyer. C'était seulement une gratinure.
In that entire operation, they just needed a baby wipe.
Et dans toute l'opération, ils avaient seulement besoin d'une essuie pour bébé.
Because he that keepeth Israel,
parce que celui qui garde
shall not
Israel
slumber,
ne dort pas.
This is a grace covenant.
C'est une alliance.
It's a covenant to a thousand generations.
C'est une alliance pour des milliers
he
de générations.
He is still the Lord of hosts.
Il est toujours le Dieu des armées.
The God of the armies of Israel.
Le Dieu des armées d'Israël.
And then that guy says, "We came out," and he shows them coming out of Gaza now.
Il a montré comment ils sortaient de Gaza.
And he says, "And we came out of there with that euphoria of victory."
Il dit, nous sortions avec l'euphorie de justice.
And then he shows the photo.
Et il montre des
and
photos.
Then there appeared these two great rainbows in the sky.
Et il y avait deux grands arcs-en-ciel.
And you see these soldiers, hardened soldiers, putting up their hands.
Et vous voyez ces grands soldats
saying,
lever leurs mains.
He's with us.
Et disant qu'il
est He's
avec
with
nous.
Us.
Il est avec nous.
That's the covenant, friends.
C'est cela l'alliance.
And you go and read about the wars of Israel in our generation.
Allez lire au sujet des guerres d'Israël dans notre
the
génération.
The Six-Day War was called the Miracle War.
La guerre de six jours a été appelée la guerre miracle.
There were so many miracles in that war.
Il y avait autant de miracles dans cette guerre.
It was impossible.
C'était impossible.
That Israel could defeat all those nations in six days.
Israël pouvait défaire ces nations ensemble.
The war of independence.
La guerre d'indépendance.
When Moshe Dayan was fighting in those days.
Où Moshe Dayan se battait.
Israel in the war, when the war of independence started.
1948,
seven Arab nations attacked them.
Sept nations arabes ont attaqué
when they declared independence.
Quand ils ont déclaré l'indépendance,
Israel had 35,000 men.
Israël n'avait que 35,000 hommes.
Had four old pieces of artillery, field guns.
Ils avaient quatre vieilles pièces d'artillerie.
Which were from the Prussian War, 1870.
Qui dataient de la guerre des Prusses dans le 18e siècle.
Old guns.
C'était des vieilles armes.
Egypt had hundreds of tanks.
Et l'Égypte avait des centaines de chars.
Syria came.
La Syrie.
Iraq came.
L'Irak.
Jordan came.
La Jordanie.
Israel as a nation was outnumbered 10 to 1.
Le rapport de force était de 10 à 1.
The Syrians came against this kibbutz.
Les Syriens ont attaqué les kibbutz.
The very first kibbutz established in Israel.
Le premier kibbutz qui a été établi en Israël.
Moshe Dayan was assigned that post. Hold that kibbutz.
Moshe Dayan a été assigné de garder ce village.
I think it was 33 or 34 tanks came against that kibbutz.
Il y avait 34 ou 35 tanks qui ont attaqué ce kibbutz, cette communauté.
They didn't have any tanks, Israel.
Ils n'avaient pas de chars.
They quickly disassembled one of the field guns from another place and brought it and gave it to Moshe Dayan.
Ils ont vite démonté l'une des pièces d'artillerie.
He assembled the field gun.
Ils ont assemblé le canon.
Just as the first tank came into the kibbutz.
Et quand le premier tank attaquait le kibbutz.
They shot the first tank.
Ils ont tiré le premier canon.
The Syrians retreated.
Les Syriens se sont retirés.
With all 30 something of their tanks.
Avec leurs 35 chars.
Moshe Dayan says it didn't make sense.
Moshe Dayan a dit mais cela ne
comprenait
pas cela. Nous étions
we were helpless.
Nous étions sans secours.
But the fear of God came upon the nation.
Mais la peur de Dieu est descendue
because
sur ces nations.
God is the God of Israel.
Parce que Dieu est Dieu d'Israël.
There were so many times in those wars.
Il y avait beaucoup de plusieurs fois dans
there was a time when two soldiers were sent out to take a patrol.
Il y avait deux soldats qui ont été envoyés en patrouille.
And all of a sudden while they're out patrolling they came these Egyptian personnel carriers filled with Egyptians with guns.
Ils ont rencontré un camion d'Égyptiens transportant des soldats.
And these two guys with their rifles, they said, "What are we supposed to do?"
Il y avait ces deux gars avec leurs fusils.
So they said, "We just pointed our guns."
Et les Égyptiens nous ont pointé leurs armes.
And those personnel carriers stopped.
Et ce véhicule de transport
they
de troupes
said, "We were waiting to be shot."
Nous attendions à être qu'on tire sur nous.
And then when nothing happened, we said, "Let's go and see what's happening inside."
Ils se sont demandé mais qu'est-ce qui se passe.
And they went and they opened the back of those personal carriers.
Ils sont allés ouvrir le camion.
And the Egyptians were looking at them with such fear.
Les Égyptiens les regardaient avec une telle peur.
As if asking them for mercy.
Ils demandaient miséricorde.
And they told them, "Get out."
Ils leur ont dit,
took their guns off them.
Ils les ont dépouillés de leurs armes.
Then they asked the commander of the Egyptians.
Ils ont demandé,
"Why didn't you shoot?"
Pourquoi n'avez-vous pas tiré?
They said, "We don't know."
Il dit,
they just came
pas.
This great fear on us.
Il y a une telle peur
and
sur
our
nous.
Arms were paralyzed that we couldn't move.
Et nos mains étaient paralysées, on pouvait pas bouger.
That's the same as the Bible, friends.
C'est la même chose que dans la Bible.
When Jonathan and his servant went up to the Philistines,
quand Jonathan et son serviteur sont allés à deux chez les Philistins, ils ont tué toute la garnison.
When Eliezer took that sword in his hand,
quand
stood in the field of lentils,
a pris cette épée,
and smote the enemy until the going down of the sun.
Il a frappé, tué tous les ennemis.
It It's not the power of the people.
C'est pas la force des gens.
It's the power of the covenant.
C'est la puissance de l'alliance.
That's what gave them the victory was the power of the covenant.
Ce qui leur a donné la victoire, c'est la puissance
de l'alliance. It was the God of Israel.
C'était le Dieu d'Israël.
And there's so many stories like that.
Et il y a beaucoup d'histoires similaires.
On the first day of the six-day war, when Israel went to bomb the Egyptian air force.
Le premier jour de la guerre des six jours, quand Israël est allé détruire l'aviation égyptienne.
They knew they had to attack first because they were so outnumbered by the nations around them.
Ils étaient si submergés qu'ils ont dit qu'ils devaient commencer par attaquer.
They got there.
Ils y sont arrivés.
Not one missile was fired at them.
Aucun missile n'a été tiré contre
Nothing
eux.
Nothing happened to them.
Rien ne leur
they
est arrivé.
They bombed the airfields of the Egyptians.
Ils ont bombardé tous les aéroports d'Égypte.
And then they went and they found out later.
Après, ils ont trouvé.
As soon as they took off in Israel.
Que aussitôt qu'ils ont décollé en Israël.
The Jordanians picked it up on radar.
Les Jordaniens les ont saisis
sent
dans leur radar.
Sent a message to the Egyptians.
Ils ont envoyé les messages aux
to
Égyptiens.
To say it's war, prepare yourself.
Pour leur dire que c'est la guerre, préparez-vous.
But the day before.
Mais le jour avant.
The Egyptians had changed the codes.
Les Égyptiens avaient changé le code.
So when the message came through to Egypt,
quand le message est
they tried to decode the message using the wrong code
ils
book.
Ont essayé de déchiffrer le message utilisant les mauvais
and
algorithmes.
They couldn't read the message. It's,
ils ne pouvaient,
it's
pas,
history.
Ils pouvaient pas lire le message.
It's the same as in the book of Esther, friends.
C'est la même chose que dans le livre
it's
d'Esther.
The same God who was protecting Israel in the book of Esther.
C'est le même Dieu qui protégeait Israël dans le livre de dans
Then Israel goes into the Sinai with its tanks.
Quand Israël est allé dans au Sinaï
the
avec
whole
ses
Sinai
chars,
was in the hands of the Egyptians for years.
Tout le Sinaï était entre les mains des Égyptiens.
They fortified themselves.
Ils étaient fortifiés.
Israel said we're going to take huge losses here.
Israël a dit nous allons subir des pertes énormes ici.
They went and they defeated those Egyptians.
Ils sont allés et les ont
vaincus. It became a slaughter in the end if you go and
et à la fin c'était un massacre.
Then they find out that the week before.
Et ils ont trouvé que une semaine avant.
The high command in Egypt.
Le haut commandement en Égypte.
Recalled all the commanders in the Sinai.
Avait rappelé tous les commandants du monde du Sinaï.
And replaced them with new men.
Et il les a remplacés
who didn't know
avec des
the Sinai and didn't know their troops.
Qui ne connaissaient ni leurs troupes ni le terrain.
That's not coincidence, friends.
C'est pas une coïncidence.
He that keepeth Israel.
C'est lui qui garde Israël.
Neither sleeps nor slumbers.
Ne dort ni ne sommeille.
He will confound his enemies
il
every time.
Toujours confondre ses ennemis.
Because this is an everlasting covenant.
Parce que c'est une alliance éternelle pour Israël.
He keeps Israel.
C'est lui qui garde Israël.
Now the second thing they speak about here.
La deuxième chose qu'ils mentionnent ici.
They say that Passover's judgment on Egypt.
Et ils disent la Pâque c'est le jugement sur
Now we believe we're living in the same time. The token.
Nous croyons que nous vivons au même temps.
We believe the plagues of Egypt are in the land.
Nous croyons que les plaies de l'Égypte sont sur le.
The prophet says the last plague is spiritual death.
Le prophète dit la dernière plaie c'est la mort spirituelle.
We've received a prophet like unto Moses.
Nous avons reçu un prophète comme Moïse.
So it's exactly right. This is judgment upon Egypt.
C'est la même chose. C'est comme le jugement en Égypte.
So they said tabernacles, which is Sukkot, they call it.
Ils disent le tabernacle et Sukkot comme ils l'appellent en hébreu.
Why would there be a signal on that day?
Comment cela va-t-il être un signe pour
They say how is tabernacles linked to catastrophic events?
Comment le tabernacle est-il lié aux événements catastrophiques?
They say this is also clear.
Il dit ceci est clair aussi.
Tabernacles.
Le tabernacle
is directly connected to prophecies.
Est directement connecté aux prophéties.
Concerning the future collapse of Ishmael and Esau.
Concernant la chute future d'Ismaël et d'Esaü.
At the time of the Messiah.
Au temps du Messie.
Describing the war of Gog and Magog.
Décrivant la guerre de Gog et Magog.
And whenever they have the Feast of Tabernacles,
et chaque fois qu'ils ont la fête des tabernacles,
on the very first day they've always read this scripture.
Le tout premier jour, ils ont toujours lu cette écriture.
Behold. Oops, sorry, I've gone a little bit too far there. I'll go one there. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
Voici le jour du Seigneur vient.
And thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken. Jacob's trouble.
Les troupes de Jacob.
The houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city shall go forth into captivity. Verse 3. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. It's going to be troublous times for Israel.
Ce seront des toujours
just like
pour
you
Israël.
And I go through those kind of times.
Comme vous et moi, nous passons
sometimes the devil thinks he's got you with sickness.
Parfois, le diable pense vous avoir
and
eu
it
dans
seems
la maladie.
The sickness is going far.
Et parfois, il semble que la maladie va
then
très loin.
The Lord goes forth.
Alors, le Seigneur
and he remembers his covenant.
Et il se souvient de son
and he steps in. on behalf of his covenant people. And your enemies, you see them no more. And you say, where did that sickness go? Where did that hardship go? That's the power of the covenant. Sometimes he may be quiet in the heavens, but he knows exactly when to step in on the sea. He remembers his covenant. He remembers his promises. He remembers his people. And that's what they read on the first day of Tabernacles. Then they get to the climax of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the Sabbath day. And they read Ezekiel 38. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Brother James sent it around the other day on WhatsApp, showing how those things are proved to be Moscow and all those. It's the truth. It's Russia and those Muslim nations. Friends, for all the hatred of those Muslim nations against Israel, all the times they've attacked them, don't tell me there's not a payback time coming. Don't tell me God in heaven, the iniquities of those Ishmaelites is not filling up the cup. And God says, okay, the time is coming. And I'll bring you together with Gog and Magog. Verse 16, this is what they read. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel. That's what this blood moon is speaking of. We don't know the time frame. God shows things in the heavens before they happen on earth. But it's perfectly in line with what we believe. As a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land that the heathen may know me. Friends. Why does the Lord allow problems in your life?
Pourquoi Dieu permet-il que les choses arrivent?
So that the people around you will know that God is real.
Pour que Dieu, les gens autour de vous sachent que Dieu est
vrai.
That
the heathen may know me.
Pour que les païens me connaissent.
I'll put Israel in such a position that they're helpless.
Et je vais placer Israël dans
like
une position
désespérée.
Comme en 1948.
Like they were in 1967.
Comme ils étaient en 67.
And then I'll show myself.
Et je vais me montrer.
That I am the God of Israel.
Et je suis le Dieu d'Israël.
I'll show the power of my covenant.
Et je vais montrer la puissance
that
de mon alliance.
That the heathen may know me.
Et pour que les païens me connaissent.
And I will bring thee against my land that the heathen may know me. When I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Then they finish off at verse 18. And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. Friends, I don't ever want to stand on that side of God.
Je ne veux pas me tenir et voir cette face de Dieu là.
His fury has already been against us.
Sa fureur a déjà été sur nous.
At Calvary, friends.
Quand c'était au calvaire.
When we were in Christ.
Quand nous étions en Christ.
When we were in his side.
Quand nous étions dans sa côte.
God's fury was poured out.
Dieu, la fureur de Dieu a
the
été dépensé.
Judgment upon our sin was poured forth.
Le jugement est descendu quand nos péchés
the covenant was sealed with us.
L'alliance a été scellée
and Jesus
avec
said, it's finished.
Quand Jésus avait fini,
God's wrath, God's anger towards his bride was paid for.
La fureur de Dieu
against the sins
peuple,
of his people.
Ça a été payé.
Your sins and your iniquities he remembers no more.
Vos péchés, vos iniquités ne vont
that is why there is no condemnation.
C'est pourquoi il y a plus de
there's no judgment to them that are in Christ
il
Jesus.
Il n'y a plus de jugement pour ceux qui sont en Christ Jésus.
If you sealed away in Christ,
si vous êtes scellé en Christ,
if the token of the covenant, the life of Christ is in you, the Holy Ghost,
si la vie de Christ est en vous, le Saint-Esprit,
that's the sign that the covenant's been applied to you.
C'est
it's
le
the Holy
signe
Ghost.
Que l'alliance a été appliquée sur vous.
If you're just living a carnal life,
si vous vivez seulement une vie charnelle,
there's nothing of Christ in your experience.
Il n'y a rien de Christ
you're continually overcome by Egypt, by the world.
Vous êtes continuellement vaincu par l'Égypte, le monde.
I wouldn't want to stay in that position for much longer.
Je veux pas me tenir dans cette position pendant
longtemps.
You want
to make sure that the token is on display.
Je veux être sûr que le signe
that the very life that was in the Lamb is in you.
Que la vie même qui était dans l'agneau est en vous.
That's the seal of the covenant.
C'est cela le sceau de
l'alliance. That's how you know the covenant is in effect between you and him.
C'est là que vous savez que l'alliance est en accord.
Because he sealed you with the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Parce qu'il vous a scellé avec
le sang de l'alliance
éternelle.
Le signe, la vie qui était
That's
dans
why
le sang.
The prophet, when he preached desperation,
c'est là le prophète quand il a prêché poussé
he
à bout.
He preached the token in the morning.
Il a prêché le signe le matin.
He says, I can feel it in your people's minds.
Il dit, je peux sentir dans vos pensées.
How shall I know?
Comment saurais-je?
How shall I know that the token is there?
Comment saurais-je que le signe est là?
The prophet says.
Le prophète dit.
What were you?
Qu'étiez-vous?
And what are you now?
Et qu'êtes-vous maintenant?
He says, by this you will know.
En ceci vous saurez.
If you can say it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives
si
in me.
Si vous pouvez dire que ce n'est plus moi qui vis, mais Christ
qui vit en moi. And the life
moi.
I now live.
Et c'est moi.
I live by the faith of the
la
Son of God.
La vie que je vis maintenant, c'est la par la foi.
That's
en
how
Dieu.
You know.
C'est là que vous
the
savez.
The prophet says, there's no certain sign, no
le
evidence.
Le
be careful.
Ne dit, ne c'est pas un certain signe.
Because we can have all manner of manifestations, friends, and still not.
Parce que nous pouvons avoir toutes sortes de manifestations, ce n'est pas la chose.
But it's when Christ is in you.
Mais quand Christ est en
when
vous,
his life is in you.
Quand sa vie est en vous,
when you can say all things have passed away.
Quand vous pouvez dire toutes choses
and behold,
sont
all
passées,
things have become new.
Et voici toutes choses
devenues nouvelles. When it's him living in you.
Quand c'est vous, qui lui
That's
qui
how
vit
you
en
know.
Vous, c'est là que vous savez.
Because his life.
Parce que sa vie
has come into you.
Est venue en vous.
So that's how they take it from there. Gog and Magog.
C'est de cela que cela est
so
pris,
these
Gog
nations
Magog.
Have to come down against them.
Ces nations doivent descendre.
So they finish them. Off and they say, so Passover and tabernacles.
Et ils disent en finissant que la Pâque et le
tabernacle are directly linked to catastrophic events.
Ils sont tous liés aux événements catastrophiques.
One in the past in Egypt.
L'un dans le passé l'Égypte.
One predicted for the future, Gog and Magog.
L'un prédit pour le futur, Gog et Magog.
So it is important to emphasize we should not look upon these events with depression or fear. That's what they say.
C'est important de remarquer que nous devons pas regarder ces choses avec peur et dépression.
Because when God judged the nations before,
parce que quand Dieu a jugé les nations avant,
the children of Israel were released.
Les enfants d'Israël ont été relâchés.
To perform the servant of the Lord.
Pour aller servir le Seigneur.
So that's the key, friends.
C'est cela la clé.
Walk in harmony with them. Just walk in harmony with them.
Doesn't
matter what other people think about you.
Doesn't
matter what the world thinks about you. The key is to walk in harmony with them. Then you don't have to fear.
Vous ne pouvez pas avoir peur.
This is the power of the covenant.
Parce que y a la puissance.
Let's get to Psalm 105 and we'll take it down as we finish with Psalm 105.
Psaume 105.
This is speaking of the covenant to Israel.
Ceci parle de l'alliance avec Israël.
Now, Psalm 105, if you go and read,
si vous lisez Psaume 105,
you'll find the same psalm as in Chronicles.
Vous allez voir le même psaume dans
and
Chronicles.
This psalm was written, the Bible says, when the ark came up from the house of Obed-Edom.
Ce psaume a été écrit quand l'arche est sortie.
When David rejoiced before the ark, remember when it was brought back up
quand,
to Jerusalem.
Que l'arche soit ramenée à Jérusalem.
That's when David was inspired to write this.
C'est alors qu'il a été inspiré d'écrire ce psaume.
Because this psalm, the whole of Psalm 105,
parce que ce psaume 105
speaks of the history of Israel.
Il parle de l'histoire d'Israël.
And it speaks of how God had protected them right from the beginning.
Il montre comment Dieu les a protégés dès le début.
And the ark that was coming up to Jerusalem that day was the ark of the covenant.
Et l'arche qui montait à Jérusalem, c'était l'arche de l'alliance.
The ark was a visible symbol of the covenant.
L'arche, c'était un symbole visible de l'alliance.
That's why Israel always wanted the ark in their midst.
C'est pourquoi Israël voulait toujours
l'alliance. The God of the covenant came down in the Shekinah.
Parce que le Dieu de l'alliance est descendu
la Shekinah. Dwelt between the cherubim above the ark of the covenant.
Il a demeuré au milieu des chérubins dans l'arche.
So David, when he sees the ark coming back,
et David quand il a vu l'arche revenir,
he gets an inspiration.
Il a eu une inspiration.
And he traces now the history of Israel.
Il a remonté l'histoire d'Israël.
And of God's dealings with Israel.
Et avec comment Dieu traitait avec Israël.
And he's going to show.
Et il va montrer
the glory of God
la gloire de Dieu.
In Israel. Look at Psalm 105 verse 1 before we get there.
Voyons Psaume 105 verset 1.
What does it say? When David looks at the faithfulness of God,
quand David regarde à la
he starts
de
up,
Dieu,
oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord.
Donnez gloire à Dieu.
When you have a revelation of what the covenant really is,
quand vous avez la révélation
you won't
de ce
have a hard time praising God, friends.
Vous ne serez pas, vous trouverez pas ça difficile
no one will have to crank
Dieu.
You up to worship.
Personne ne va vous pousser à adorer.
Because when David got in the spirit and started to review God's dealings with Israel.
Parce que quand David est entré dans la vérité, il a commencé à voir.
He got so in the spirit, he wrote a psalm for the occasion.
Il a écrit un psaume à l'occasion.
And he gave it to the gifted musician.
Et il a donné cela aux musiciens.
To Asaph and his sons.
À Asaph et ses enfants.
And they put it to music now.
Et ils l'ont chanté maintenant.
And Israel would worship according to that.
Et Israël allait adorer conformément à cela.
Because David was looking back at the history.
Parce qu'Israël regardait.
Friends, it's a wonderful thing.
C'est une chose
merveilleuse. On a regular basis as a believer.
D'une manière régulière.
Get yourself alone with the Lord.
Nous devons.
And think back.
Regarder, voir
derrière. And worship him for what he's done.
Et l'adorer pour.
Remember when you were in Egypt.
Rappelez-vous quand vous étiez en
Égypte. When you were in bondage in Egypt.
Quand vous étiez en esclavage.
Did he not redeem you from bondage?
Ne vous a-t-il pas racheté de l'esclavage?
So how can he not give thanks unto the Lord then?
Et pourquoi ne pas les chanter?
Did he not feed you with manna in the wilderness?
Ne vous a-t-il pas nourri de manne dans le
désert?
Did
he not open the Red Sea for you?
N'a-t-il pas ouvert la mer Rouge pour vous?
Were there not enemies keeping you in bondage you thought you would never be free?
N'y avait-il pas d'ennemis qui pensaient que vous n'allez jamais être libérés?
And then Israel saw them drowned in the sea.
Et Israël les a vus noyés dans la mer.
And there's so many things if you read the psalm that David in the spirit he goes through each main event in the history of Israel.
Il y a tellement de choses que David dans ce psaume il remonte à tous
and
ces
it's
événements.
Showing how faithful God is to his covenant.
Et montre combien Dieu est fidèle à ses enfants.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Friends, we should testify when he does something to us.
Nous devons témoigner quand il fait quelque chose pour nous.
How can we just keep it into ourselves?
Pourquoi le
give him the glory.
Donne-lui
give
gloire.
Thanks unto the Lord.
Remercier le Seigneur.
Make known his deeds among the people.
Célébrer ses œuvres parmi
it'll
les gens.
Encourage somebody else.
Cela peut encourager quelqu'un
maybe
d'autre.
Somebody's faith is trying to kick into that gear that's required.
Peut-être la foi de quelqu'un veut entrer dans cette dimension.
Maybe
exigée.
Your testimony.
Votre
given in the right spirit
et donné dans
for the glory
bon
of God
pour la gloire de Dieu,
will quicken that person's faith
va vivifier la
and they'll
cette
cross
personne,
the finish line
et va
and they'll
la
come
ligne.
And give a testimony
et,
as well
et il va donner aussi le témoignage.
I said that's a big shame of us friends.
C'est une honte pour nous.
The Lord does so much for us when we give so few testimonies.
Que le Seigneur fait beaucoup pour nous, nous donnons peu de témoignages.
We should give thanks to him.
Nous devons le
and
remercier.
We should make known his works among the people.
Et nous devons faire connaître ses
even
œuvres
to come
les
and
gens.
Sing him a song.
Même venir chanter une chanson.
David was so grateful that day for the Ark of the Covenant coming back.
David était si heureux pour le retour.
That he wrote a new song unto the Lord.
Il a écrit une nouvelle, un nouveau
cantique. And God so appreciated that new song that he put it in his word.
Dieu a tellement aimé cette chanson qu'il a
and Israel sang that song from thenceforth right
Israel
up to today.
Chanté cette chanson depuis là jusque maintenant.
And Psalm 105 is a blessing to us.
Et Psalm 105, c'est une bénédiction pour
give
nous.
Thanks unto the Lord. Verse 5. We'll just summarize the first few verses.
Verset 5.
Remember his marvelous works that he's done. Remember. It means that we are prone to forget.
Et cela veut dire que parfois nous sommes censés oublier.
Especially when the going gets tough.
Parfois, quand les choses
easy it is to forget
nous oublions
all his past mercies.
Toute sa miséricorde du passé.
All the instances before when he's delivered you.
Tous les moments du passé où il nous a délivrés.
When that covenant has been activated on your behalf.
Quand cette alliance a été activée en votre faveur.
Remember.
Souvenez-vous.
It's a good thing to remember the
c'est
Lord.
Une bonne chose que de se souvenir.
It's a good thing to get alone with the Lord and to worship him.
C'est une bonne chose que de s'enfermer de l'adorer.
I thought at Easter we should just have one service just to worship him.
À la Pâque, j'ai pensé qu'on doit
just
avoir
testimonies and worship.
Juste l'adorer.
That's what Brother Pavel can't come. We wanted Brother Pavel to come.
Et on avait demandé à Frère Pavel de venir.
So I thought we'll really do that.
Je crois
just one worship
venir.
Meeting, friends.
Nous aurons une réunion
for us to remember what he's done.
Juste nous souvenir
for us
de
to give thanks unto the Lord.
Pour que nous puissions rendre gloire à Dieu.
Because of a covenant of grace.
À cause de cette alliance
my
de
friend,
grâce.
It's not your intelligence that has kept you thus far.
C'est pas votre intelligence qui vous a
it's
gardé
jusqu'à maintenant. It's not the strength of your own willpower.
C'est pas votre propre
it's
puissance.
Not that you're a better caliber person than other people.
C'est pas parce que vous êtes meilleur que les autres.
It's his grace.
C'est sa grâce.
It's a covenant of grace.
C'est une alliance
because
de grâce.
He that keeps you doesn't slumber.
Parce que c'est lui qui vous garde, ne sommeille
pas.
And
he remembers his covenant.
Et il se souvient de son alliance.
And he quickens you just at the time that you need quickening.
Et vous vivifie juste au moment
and
où vous
he delivers you just when you need deliverance.
Et vous délivre juste au moment où vous en avez besoin.
We should remember. Why? Verse 8.
Nous devons nous souvenir.
Because
pourquoi?
God remembers.
Parce que Dieu se souvient.
He hath remembered his covenant forever.
Il se souvient de son alliance pour toujours.
When you sin and I sin.
Quand vous péchez et que je pèche.
And we should be judged for our sin.
Et nous devrions être jugés pour
nos
péchés.
Why does he not judge us?
Pourquoi ne nous juge-t-il pas?
He remembers his covenant.
Il se souvient de
that was established that day on Calvary.
Qui a été établi ce jour-là au Calvaire.
When the price of that sin was atoned for.
Quand le prix de ce péché a été payé.
And he sends the spirit of conviction upon us.
Et il envoie un esprit de conviction sur nous.
To convict us of our sin.
Pour nous convaincre
and
de nos péchés.
And then we go back to the foot of the cross and we remember.
Et cela nous ramène.
The song says, "Oh, I remember Calvary."
Le cantique dit, "Je me souviens du Calvaire." C'est bien de se souvenir.
Remember what he's done for you.
Souvenez-vous de ce qu'il a fait pour vous.
You may not have everything that you want. I don't have everything that I want.
Je ne suis pas ce que j'étais.
You may not be exactly the position you want to be. None of us are.
Peut-être vous n'êtes pas dans la position vous voulez être. Personne d'entre nous.
But it's good to remember the Lord.
Mais c'est bien de vous souvenir du
Seigneur. It's good to remember how faithful he is to his covenant.
De se souvenir combien il est fidèle à son
alliance. That's what David was doing.
C'est ce que David
he hath remembered his covenant.
Il s'est souvenu de son alliance.
Forever.
Pour toujours.
The word which he commanded to a thousand generations.
La parole qu'il a.
Why is Israel there today?
Pourquoi Israël est-il là?
The thousand generations haven't finished yet, friends.
Les mille générations ne sont pas encore passées.
He has a covenant.
Il a une alliance.
And he remembers his word.
Et se souvient de
son alliance. He commanded it.
Il l'a recommandé.
They shall be redeemed.
Ils seront
rachetés. Israel shall possess their full inheritance.
Israël possédera la plénitude de
son héritage. They haven't fulfilled it yet.
Cela ne s'est pas encore accompli.
But he remembers his covenant.
Mais il se souvient de son alliance.
And that covenant will never fail.
Et cette alliance ne va jamais
failler. No matter the wickedness of the enemy.
Peu importe la méchanceté de l'ennemi.
No matter how, even if Iran gets nuclear missiles. It
même
doesn't
si
mean
l'Iran acquiert des missiles nucléaires,
that means nothing.
Cela ne vaut rien.
What is that to God?
Qu'est-ce que cela
the Bible says, why do the heathen rage?
Et la Bible dit,
and the people imagine a vain thing.
Et les païens s'imaginent des choses
vaines. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh at them, the Bible
c'est
says.
Lui qui est au ciel
the Lord
se
says,
d'eux. Il va seulement se moquer.
That's nothing.
Il va dire, ça c'est rien.
I can stop the sun.
Je peux arrêter le soleil.
I can call, the prophet says he could call for plagues.
Il dit, je peux amener des
swamp
plagues.
The whole of Iran with frogs in a single hour.
Je peux if amener he wanted les grenouilles et toutes choses sur le pays.
It's nothing.
Cela n'est
it's
rien.
Us that get scared. Because we look at the circumstances
quand nous regardons aux circonstances
and we forget
et nous oublions
the power of the covenant that we under
la puissance de l'alliance
and the faithfulness of the God who made this covenant
et
with us.
La fidélité de Dieu qui a fait cette
but
alliance.
Once your spiritual amnesia leaves you once again
et quand, spirituellement,
and you start getting back in the spirit
nous commençons à rétrograder dans l'esprit.
Then you remember.
Alors, nous nous souvenons.
And then you start to thank the Lord.
Et nous commençons à remercier le Seigneur.
Because if he's delivered you in the past.
Parce qu'il nous a délivré dans le passé.
He hasn't finished his work with you yet.
Il n'a pas encore fini avec vous.
Doesn't matter what the enemy brings.
Peu importe ce que l'ennemi amène.
Listen to this covenant, verse 9.
Verset 9.
Which covenant he made with Abraham. Amen. He didn't make the covenant with every single one personally, individually.
Il n'a pas fait l'alliance avec chacun de nous.
When did he make the covenant with Abraham?
Quand est-ce qu'il a fait l'alliance
Genesis
avec Abraham?
15.
Genèse 15.
When Abraham said, "Lord, how shall I know that I'm going to get this inheritance that you promised me?"
Quand Abraham a dit, Seigneur, comment saurais-je que j'hériterai de ces choses?
And he says, "Abraham, by this you will know."
Il dit, Abraham, par ceci tu
sauras. And he
tu
put
sauras.
Abraham to sleep.
Et il a fait dormir Abraham.
But first he said, "Abraham, take these beasts, divide them in two."
D'abord, il a dit, Abraham, prends ces animaux, divise-les en deux.
Stand in the midst.
Tiens-toi au milieu.
And Abraham stood there.
Et Abraham
then
s'était là.
The Lord put him to sleep.
Et le Seigneur fit.
And the horror
dormir.
Of a great darkness came upon him.
Et l'horreur d'une des grandes ténèbres.
The prophet says, that's death.
Et le prophète dit, ça,
the horror of the great darkness.
L'horreur des grandes
ténèbres. And then a smoking furnace went before him.
Et une fournaise ardente sortit.
The prophet says, that's hell.
Et il dit, c'est l'enfer.
Where every single one of us should have gone.
Où chacun d'entre nous aurait dû partir.
And Abraham was there in the horror of great darkness and he sees the smoking furnace.
Et Abraham était là dans les ténèbres et il a vu la fumée.
But it
la
didn't
fumée.
Finish there.
Et ses larmes n'étaient
pas
encore
finies. Went a little light.
Alors une petite through lumière the midst. Est sortie juste au milieu.
God was making a covenant with himself.
Dieu faisait une alliance avec lui-même.
God was making a covenant.
Dieu
the prophet says with the nations of the earth.
Et le prophète dit les nations de la terre.
When Christ was torn apart on Calvary.
Quand Christ a été déchiré au calvaire.
And the life of the covenant was poured upon his people.
Et la vie de l'alliance
so
a été
God established the covenant once with Abraham.
Et Dieu a établi l'alliance une fois avec
One
Abraham.
Man can represent the rest.
Une personne peut représenter le reste.
God establishes a covenant with Abraham and all the seed to 1,000 generations is going to benefit.
Et Dieu a établi l'alliance avec Abraham et sa semence des milliers de générations vont en bénéficier.
Greater than Abraham.
Et qu'en est-il de celui
If God established a covenant with Christ.
Quand Dieu a établi l'alliance avec Christ.
And we were represented in Christ.
Et nous avions été représentés en Christ.
This is an everlasting covenant.
C'est une alliance éternelle.
You don't need to fear.
Nous ne devons pas avoir
Abraham
peur.
Wasn't even conscious when the covenant was made.
Abraham n'était même pas conscient.
The prophet says God wanted to shut him away and say, Abraham.
Dieu voulait seulement l'enfermer de côté et dire
This
Abraham.
This is my program.
Il dit ceci est mon programme.
I'm not leaving this up to you.
Je ne vais pas te laisser le faire.
Because he had made a covenant with Adam in the beginning.
Parce que j'avais fait une alliance avec
and
Adam
he left something for Adam to do.
Et il a laissé une partie que
and
Adam
we didn't get too far in the book of Genesis.
Et il est allé plus loin dans le livre de
Before
Genèse.
Adam messed it all up.
Avant que ils ne sont pas allés
so
loin
God
Adam
resolved in himself.
Dieu s'est décidé.
No more covenants of works.
Qu'il n'y aura plus l'alliance des œuvres.
It's not a grace covenant.
C'est une alliance
des made with a representative of his people.
Et je ferai avec un représentant
God made this covenant with Abraham.
Dieu a fait son alliance avec
and
Abraham.
And it didn't stop there.
Et cela ne s'est pas arrêté
and
là.
His oath unto Isaac.
Et son serment envers Isaac.
He didn't sacrifice beasts with Isaac.
Il n'a pas sacrifié des bêtes avec Isaac.
He came down to Isaac.
Il est venu vers Isaac.
Remember when Isaac, I'll read the verse, Genesis 26, if you want to read it from verse 1.
Genèse 26, verset 1.
Look at the circumstances when God came and ratified this covenant with the seed of Abraham.
Quand Dieu est venu ratifier l'alliance avec la semence d'Abraham.
And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Things were tough.
Les choses étaient dures.
The man's thinking of backsliding for a season.
L'homme a pensé rétrograder pour
He's
un
thinking
moment.
Of giving up. He doesn't think he can stand the pressure.
Il pensait qu'il ne pouvait pas résister à la pression.
He's forgotten.
Il a oublié.
The God of the covenant.
Le Dieu de l'alliance.
Verse 2.
Verset 2.
And the Lord appeared unto him.
Et le Seigneur lui est apparu.
That is the key, my friend.
C'est cela la clé.
When you are in fear,
quand vous avez peur,
when you don't know what to do,
quand vous ne savez quoi faire,
just wait.
Attendez seulement.
He will remember his covenant.
Il va se souvenir
and he will appear unto you.
Il va vous
and he will confirm his covenant to you.
Il va confirmer son
if
alliance
you just
vous.
Give him the opportunity to do it.
S'il vous est seulement donné l'opportunité de le faire.
And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. And I say it today, don't do what you're thinking of doing.
Aujourd'hui, je dirais, ne faites pas ce que vous pensez faire.
Don't act under pressure. Don't act in haste.
N'agissez pas.
Don't say it's too hard to me.
Ne dites pas c'est trop dur pour moi.
Because it's not by power.
Parce que
it's
pas
not by
par
might.
La force, ni par la puissance.
You just need a fresh visitation of the
vous
power of the covenant.
Vous avez besoin d'une visitation fraîche de la puissance.
That's going to make all the difference in your circumstances.
Cela va changer toutes vos
Let
circonstances.
The God of the covenant come and speak to you about the covenant for a while.
Que le Dieu de l'alliance vienne et parle de l'alliance.
That's what he did. The Lord said, "Don't go to Egypt.
Dieu a dit, n'allez pas en Égypte.
Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Stay in the message of the hour.
Reste au message, dans le message
Stay in the word.
Restez dans la parole.
Stay in the spirit.
Restez dans l'esprit.
Keep the anointing upon your gift. The prophet said.
Gardez l'onction sur votre don. Le prophète.
That's how you'll get yourself out of that circumstance.
C'est comme cela que tu t'en sortiras.
Verse 3. Sojourn in this land. Stay here.
Reste ici.
It may be tough, but stay here. And see how the God of the covenant will confirm it to you. All of us have come to times we think, I'm changing environment for a while. I can't take this anymore. It's too hard. That's just you and me thinking. Like carnal people. Because God will never put upon you which is more than you're able to bear, he said. But with everything he puts upon you, he makes a way of escape.
Toute épreuve qu'il met devant vous, il prévoit une
He is the way of
l'échappatoire. Il est l'échappatoire.
Just wait for him to come and minister the entrance.
Attendez seulement qu'il vienne pour voir à une sortie.
To open the door.
Pour ouvrir la porte.
To the next stage of your experience.
À l'étape suivante.
Sojourn in this land. And what did the Lord say? And I will be with thee.
Je serai avec toi.
Imagine when God comes down to you and speaks to you like that.
Imaginez Dieu
says, yes, there's
cela.
A famine here now, but stay, I'll be with you.
Je sais qu'il y a une famine ici, mais reste
That's
ici,
when he confirmed the covenant
toi.
To Isaac.
C'est comme ça qu'il a confirmé
the
la
oath to Isaac.
Isaac.
And will bless thee.
Je te bénirai.
For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all of these countries. Friends, what a promise.
Quelle promesse.
They haven't yet possessed it.
Ils n'ont pas encore possédé.
But God hasn't forgotten what he promised.
Mais Dieu n'a pas oublié ce qu'il a promis.
Wait for the millennium.
Attendez le millénaire.
They're going to be seated perfectly
Ils vont
in Abraham's royal grant, the prophet
says.
Because God's word will never return to him without fulfilling the purpose to which it was sent.
Parce que la parole de Dieu ne rentrera pas sans avoir accompli
and
son
your
but.
Inheritance is still waiting for you.
Et ton héritage continue à t'attendre.
You may not yet have the full lot of your inheritance.
Peut-être que vous n'avez pas encore possédé la plénitude de votre
but
héritage.
God hasn't forgotten.
Mais Dieu n'a pas oublié.
It doesn't matter what people will try to do.
Peu importe ce que les gens essaient de faire.
You may be surrounded by the evil malice of people.
Vous pouvez être environné des choses mauvaises des gens.
Like Joseph.
Comme Joseph.
Your brothers can take you and throw you in a pit, strip you of your covenant robe.
Les gens,
they think.
Tes frères peuvent te jeter dans un puits comme ils l'ont fait avec Joseph.
That wasn't easy circumstances.
C'était pas une circonstance
facile.
That wasn't
a pleasant something to go through.
C'était pas une chose de plaisante.
And Joseph must have thought, but hey, what about my dreams?
Mais Joseph pouvait avoir pensé, mais
every step towards Egypt, the dreams to him are becoming more and more distant.
Chaque fois qu'il, chaque année qu'il passait en Égypte, les rêves
semblaient
devenir.
Every step away from his father's house.
Chaque pas qu'il était loin de son père.
Is making these dreams one step harder to fulfill. He thinks.
Rendait ses songes de plus en plus lointains et difficiles à s'accomplir.
But God doesn't forget his covenant.
Dieu n'a pas oublié
God doesn't forget his promises.
Dieu n'a pas oublié ses promesses.
No matter what men did to Joseph.
Peu importe ce que les hommes ont fait à Joseph.
God's promises will come to pass.
Les promesses de Dieu vont s'accomplir.
At God's appointed time.
Au temps marqué par Dieu.
God remembered Joseph.
Dieu se souvint.
And Joseph came from the prison to the palace.
Joseph est sorti de la prison au palais.
In a twinkling of an eye.
En un clin d'œil.
And that's how quickly God can change your circumstances as well.
C'est de cette manière
as soon as you've learned the lesson,
aussitôt que tu as appris la
as
leçon,
soon as you're in that position spiritually wants you to be,
aussitôt que tu es spirituellement dans la position qu'il veut
there's no more need
sois,
for the prison anymore.
Il n'y a plus de prison.
He will deliver you from the prison.
Il va te délivrer de prison.
So he says that in verse 4, I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. Amen. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So he comes and he confirms the covenant.
Il vient et confirme l'alliance.
What's the next thing? He confirmed the same to Jacob. For
il a confirmé la même chose à Jacob.
Who's the next in the seed line? It's Jacob.
Qui est le prochain dans la lignée? C'est Jacob.
Now friends, if you're going to look at this naturally.
Si vous pouvez regarder à cela naturellement.
Esau.
Esau.
Was a far better person naturally than Jacob.
Il était un homme meilleur que Jacob.
He was far more deserving of the blessing if you look to the natural eye.
Il était plus digne de la bénédiction que Jacob naturellement.
You would have thought. You would have thought.
Tu
his father loved
comme
him.
Cela, son père l'aimait.
Jacob. Look at Genesis 28. We'll come to a close.
Genèse 28.
Genesis 28 from verse 13.
À partir du verset 13.
David says he confirmed the same to Jacob for a law. And behold, the Lord stood above it. Here came the heaven.
Voici
le stretch between the heavens and the ladder between the heavens and the earth.
Une brèche entre le ciel et la terre.
Who does that represent? Christ.
Et cela représente Christ.
He is the bridge between earth and glory.
Il est le pont entre la terre et le
so
ciel.
So Jacob, having to run away from his father's house, his mother sends him away.
Et Jacob devait s'enfuir de la maison de son
his
père.
His brother hates him.
Son frère le haïssait.
He's a bit of a crooked sort of a guy.
Il était un genre d'homme dur.
Jacob was a kind of brother that if you invited him for dinner, you count the forks and the spoons and the knives before you let him go home.
Jacob était ce genre de personne, il était très lent, vous ne devez pas, si vous l'invitez, il était très lent à agir.
He was that kind of a brother.
Il était ce genre de frère.
If your daughter was getting old, you wouldn't leave him too long with your daughter.
Il était quelqu'un qui pouvait facilement
like
convaincre.
The children of the covenant.
Les enfants de l'alliance.
But their names haven't yet been changed.
Mais, so, sorry.
Yet their names haven't been changed.
Son nom n'avait pas encore
he
été
was
changé.
Still Jacob.
Il était encore Jacob.
But God comes to him. He sleeps in the wilderness, puts his a stone as a pillow.
Dieu est venu pendant qu'il dormait, qu'il avait une pierre comme chevet.
And behold, the Lord stood above it.
Le Seigneur s'est tenu
and said,
il lui a dit,
I am the Lord God of Abraham,
je
thy
suis
father.
Le Dieu d'Abraham, ton père.
So good.
Si
when
bon.
God comes and says, son, the way I dealt with your father,
si Dieu vient et dit mon fils, comme la manière dont je
traitais avec you the same way.
Ton père, je traiterai avec toi de la même
what
manière.
A comfort to Jacob, because his father had backslidden and then gone to Egypt.
Quel réconfort pour Jacob parce que son père avait
and the covenant kept him in Egypt.
Et son alliance l'a gardé en
Égypte. The covenant delivered him no matter what he did.
L'alliance l'a délivré peu importe ce qu'il a fait.
And Jacob said, you're going to deal with me on the same covenant
Jacob
you dealt with Isaac
dit,
and with Abraham.
Tu vas traiter avec moi de la même manière que tu as traité avec mon père Abraham et Isaac.
It's like what the prophet says.
C'est comme le prophète
when
a dit.
God said to Joshua.
Quand Dieu a dit à Josué,
as I was with Moses,
comme j'ai été avec Moïse,
so shall I be with you.
Je serai de même avec
the prophet said it was such an encouragement to Joshua.
Because
he knew all the mistakes that Moses had made.
Parce qu'il connaissait toutes les erreurs que
yet
Moïse avait
the covenant commis. God had stayed faithful to Moses.
Mais le Dieu de l'alliance est resté fidèle à Moïse.
So Joshua said, wonderful. If et that's the way this is going to work, I agree.
Josué a dit, c'est merveilleux. Si ce sera comme cela,
if you deal with me the way that you dealt with my father,
si
it's wonderful.
Si tu traites avec moi comme tu as traité avec
because I'm also flesh and blood like my fathers.
Parce que je suis chair et sang comme mes pères.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad like my fathers.
Je sais que j'ai mes bons jours et mes mauvais
I'm going to forget sometimes who I am like my fathers.
Parfois j'oublie qui je suis comme mes pères.
I'm going to forget who you are sometimes like my fathers.
Parfois vous oubliez qui vous êtes.
Just deal with me the same way.
Traite avec moi de la même manière.
And the Lord says to him,
le Seigneur lui a dit,
the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. You know who owns that land now?
Vous savez
the Palestinians.
Vous savez qui possède ce terrain, ce pays maintenant?
Bethel is in the Palestinian territory.
La Palestine. Bethel est maintenant
that means nothing to God. That wasn't given to Ishmael or Esau.
Cela n'a pas été donné à Esaü.
It was given to Abraham and his seed after him.
Il a été donné à Abraham et à sa semence.
Let's just keep watching.
Continue à observer.
God's going to remember his covenant.
Dieu va se souvenir de son alliance.
Let's see who ends up with that land in the end.
Voyons qui va posséder ce territoire à la fin.
That's the lot of their inheritance.
C'est cela leur héritage.
Promised to them under a covenant of grace.
Promis à eux sous l'alliance de la grâce.
They're going to possess it, friends.
Ils vont le posséder.
Verse 14.
Verset 14.
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and the south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He's confirming the covenant. Now I like the last verse. We'll finish with this one.
J'aime le dernier verset.
You take this for yourself.
Prenez ceci personnellement. Verset 15.
And behold, I am with thee. And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Whether you go to Dublin, go to Balbriggan, no matter where you go, this covenant is not bound by location.
Cette alliance n'est pas liée
à un territoire. I am with you whithersoever thou goest.
Je serai avec toi partout où tu iras.
I will be with you.
Je serai avec toi.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Peu importe où tu es.
Maybe circumstances will find you in a lion's den.
Peut-être que les circonstances vont te trouver dans la fosse au lion.
I remember my covenant.
Je me souviens de mon alliance.
I will be with you.
Je serai avec toi.
That's the God of the covenant.
C'est le Dieu de l'alliance.
Friends, this is the God who called us.
C'est le Dieu qui
from
nous a
our mother's wombs.
De
called
mère,
us to serve and worship him in this generation.
Qui nous a appelé à le servir et à l'adorer en ce
he's
jour.
He's the covenant God.
C'est le Dieu de l'alliance.
He's the God of the covenant.
C'est le Dieu de l'alliance.
And this is a covenant which is powerful, friends.
Et c'est une alliance puissante.
He says, I'm with thee, and I'll keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest. And will bring thee again into this land. You might have gone out of grace for a while.
Peut-être que tu es sorti de la
you may get out of the channel of your calling.
Peut-être que tu es sorti du canal
you may lose the vision for a season.
Peut-être que tu as perdu la vision pour une saison.
But if you are a child of the covenant,
mais si tu es un
he says, I'll bring you back to this place once
je
again.
Te ramènerai.
It's just a matter of time.
C'est seulement une question de temps.
He'll bring you back to yourself.
Il te ramènera à toi-même.
He'll put you back to the place that you're supposed to be.
Il te placera là où tu
he's
es censé
the covenant
être.
God.
C'est un Dieu de l'alliance.
For I will not leave thee
parce que je ne t'abandonnerai
pas. Until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Ah, friends, to me, I love that promise.
J'aime cette
promise. He says, I'm never going to leave you until all that I spoke about you is fulfilled.
Je ne t'abandonnerai pas jusqu'à ce que tout ce que j'ai
he didn't say, if you're good.
Il n'a pas dit si tu es bon.
He didn't say if you don't make any mistakes.
Il n'a pas dit si tu ne commets pas d'erreurs.
He says, I made a covenant with you.
Il dit, j'ai
with
fait
Abraham, with
toi.
Isaac, your avec, fathers.
Avec Abraham
I'm
et Isaac,
dealing with you on the same basis.
Je traiterai avec toi sur la même base.
I'm going to keep you.
Je vais te garder.
Even though you're going out, I'm going to bring you back.
Même si tu sors, je vais te ramener.
And I'm going to watch over you.
Et je vais veiller sur
toi. I'm going to perform every promise that I promised for you.
Je vais accomplir chaque promesse.
Every inch of your inheritance you're going to possess.
Chaque territoire de ton, ta promesse,
no matter what your father-in-law Laban says about you.
Peu importe ce que ton
no matter how big Esau's army is.
Peu importe combien l'armée d'Ésaü est grande.
God's not governed by our circumstances.
Parce que Dieu n'est pas gouverné par les
circonstances. We're the ones who look at our circumstances.
Nous regardons à, nous sommes ceux qui regardent aux circonstances.
To God. The covenant is settled and sure and established.
L'alliance est établie et scellée.
To him, everything is under control.
Pour lui, tout est sous contrôle.
And that's what he said to Jacob.
C'est ce qu'il a dit à Jacob.
And it continues on to say,
il continue à dire,
and to Israel,
et à Israël,
for an everlasting covenant. So even when Jacob's name was changed to Israel,
même quand le nom de Jacob a été changé en Israël,
I'll finish with this thought.
Je vais terminer avec cette pensée.
The time when God changed his name to Israel,
quand Dieu changea son nom en Israël,
God then came down
Dieu descendit
to confirm the covenant with them once again.
Pour confirmer l'alliance avec lui une fois de plus.
And you know why God came down at that time?
Et vous savez pourquoi Dieu est descendu?
Because Jacob,
parce que
his
Jacob,
sons,
ses enfants,
had gone to Shechem.
Ils sont allés à Shechem.
Said, let's get them all circumcised.
Il dit,
then we'll smite them.
Faisons-leur circoncis et frappons-les.
Remember, and I think Simeon and Levi went and smote them in, after
Simeon
they were when they were sick after being circumcised.
Les frappaient pendant qu'ils étaient sous la circoncision.
And Jacob, it says, he feared now.
Et la Bible dit, Jacob avait peur maintenant.
He feared.
Il a eu peur.
And he said, you boys have put me in trouble.
Il dit, vous, les jeunes gens, vous m'avez placé en
he says, look how few we are in number.
Il dit, voyez combien peu nous sommes.
Surrounded by all these hostile enemies.
Environné de cette armée hostile.
And now you're going to provoke a fight with these guys here.
Et vous allez provoquer une guerre avec ces gens.
They'll destroy us.
Ils vont nous détruire.
And God came down once again.
Et Dieu est venu une fois de plus.
And he said, Jacob.
Il a dit, Jacob.
Israel.
Israël.
This covenant.
Cette alliance.
It's not dependent on your circumstances.
Ne dépend pas de tes circonstances.
No matter how dangerous it may seem.
Peu importe combien cela
no matter how fearful it may be to you.
Peu importe combien cela peut
no matter être. How few in number you are.
Peu importe combien peu nombreux vous
it doesn't
êtes.
Change my covenant.
Cela ne change pas mon
whether
alliance.
You're two or whether you're 2 million.
Même si vous êtes deux ou deux millions.
He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber.
Et celui qui veille sur Israël ne sommeille
now
pas.
To conclude with this thought. You can read the rest of it yourself.
Psalm 105. Vous pouvez lire le reste vous-même.
Think of it.
Pensez-y.
In all of their wanderings. As pilgrims and strangers in the promised land.
Dans toute leur errance, comme pèlerins étrangers
Abraham,
dans la promesse,
Abraham, Isaac,
Isaac
Jacob,
et Jacob,
the sons of Jacob.
Les enfants de Jacob.
Let me ask you one question.
Laisse-moi vous poser cette question.
Surrounded by enemies.
Environnés d'ennemis.
The malice of the devil against them because they were God's anointed.
La malice du diable contre eux parce qu'ils étaient les uns des
autres. They were a threat to so many people.
Ils étaient une menace pour beaucoup de gens.
They were few in number.
Ils étaient peu nombreux.
They didn't have armies.
Ils n'avaient pas d'armée.
They didn't have weapons to protect themselves.
Ils n'avaient pas d'armes pour se protéger.
Most of the time, you know what was between them and their enemies?
Plusieurs fois, vous savez ce qui se tenait entre eux et les ennemis?
The skin of their tent.
La peau de leur tente.
Yet Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his sons.
Abraham, Isaac et Jacob et ses leurs enfants.
Never got a scratch.
Ils n'ont pas eu même
never got a scratch from their enemies.
Ils n'ont reçu même une égratignure de l'ennemi.
That's strange.
C'est étrange.
To be surrounded like that.
Bien qu'ils étaient environnés.
To have the devil on your case continually because you're the chosen people of Jehovah.
Et cela continue. Le diable te chasse parce que tu es le fils de Jehovah.
They never received a scratch.
Ils n'avaient pas reçu même.
Abraham was never beaten up.
Abraham n'a jamais été battu.
Isaac never had bruises.
Abraham, Isaac n'avait pas de cicatrices.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because they were smart.
Parce qu'ils étaient intelligents.
They were the children of the covenant.
Ils étaient des enfants
and
de Dieu.
God is faithful to his covenant.
Et Dieu est
and
fidèle à son
he
alliance.
That watches Israel
et celui qui veille
shall not slumber. It reminds your brother Babes, that brother when he was put in prison in South Africa, that pastor.
Cela nous rappelle le frère Bev, quand il a été emprisonné en Afrique du Sud.
And he says, I was in prison whatever 7 years, whatever he was.
Il était en prison pendant 7 ans.
He says, I was put in the maximum security prison.
Il dit qu'il était dans la prison de haute sécurité.
With all the murderers.
Avec les meurtriers.
The gangsters.
Les gangsters.
The drug dealers.
Les trafiquants
de
drogue.
The men.
Les hommes mauvais.
He says, I'll testify to you today.
Il dit, je peux vous témoigner aujourd'hui.
In those 7 years.
Pendant 7 ans.
I never even needed a sticking plaster.
Je n'ai pas eu même une petite plaie.
He never got a scratch.
Il n'a pas une petite plaie sur lui.
Because he that keepeth Israel.
Parce que celui qui garde
shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Ne dort ni ne sommeille.
Friends, that is the power of this covenant.
C'est cela la puissance de
But what manière. You need to do, think back, remember.
Mais qu'est-ce que tu dois faire? Souviens-toi.
Think of all the times that he's been so faithful to you.
Souviens-toi de tout ce temps où il a été si fidèle.
His hand of
toi.
Deliverance.
Et son, sa délivrance.
The times when it could have all gone wrong.
Le temps où ils auraient eu raté complètement.
When it looked like it was just about too late.
Où il a semblé qu'il était trop tard.
You'll be able to sing the song.
Tu pourrais chanter cette chanson.
He's never failed me yet.
Il m'a jamais abandonné.
He's never failed me yet.
Il m'a jamais
My
abandonné.
My blessed Lord.
Mon Seigneur
has never failed me yet.
Il m'a jamais laissé.
Friends, we are the children of the covenant.
Nous sommes les enfants
we have our back parts like Israel did.
Nous avons notre passé comme Israël.
But there's the atonement.
Mais il est
there's the shout of the king in the camp.
Il y a le cri du roi.
There's the brazen serpent.
Il est le serpent.
There's the Shekinah.
Il est la
there's the pillar of fire.
Il est la colonne
there's
de
the mercy seat.
Il est le
and there's the God of the covenant.
Il est le Dieu
He's in the midst of his people. Let's not forget.
N'oublions pas cela.
Let's give him thanks.
Donnons-lui gloire.
Let's remember the wonderful things that he's
Rappelons-nous
done.
Des
Let's
choses
stand, friends. We could never finish that topic.
On ne peut pas terminer cette
we wouldn't
sujet.
Want to finish a topic like
On
that.
N'avait pas envie de le terminer.
You want to keep it in your soul because he's so faithful.
Gardez-le dans votre âme parce qu'il
Let's
est
come
suffisant.
To a time of worship, saints, a time of prayer. Let's appreciate the Lord. No matter your circumstances.
Peu importe vos circonstances.
He is the God of circumstances.
Il est le Dieu des circonstances.
There's a purpose.
Il y a un but.
And he knows what he's doing.
Et il éprouve.
When I come to the river at Indimogi, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't dare to cross Jordan alone.
Oh yes,
I won't dare to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died for my sin to atone. When the darkness I see, He'll be waiting for me. I won't turn to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad, when it seems that my friends are all gone.
When it seems they've all gone.
But there's one thought that cheers me, makes my heart glad. I won't turn to cross Jordan alone. I won't turn to cross Jordan alone. Alone. Jesus died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, He'll be waiting. Jesus died for my sins to atone. Oh, when the darkness I say, He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to close Jordan.
I won't have.
I won't have to close Jordan.
A song we haven't sung in a while. Let's sing that song. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and south. All the rainbow trout are gathered by the shout for adoption. How do you know you're one of His sheep? My sheep hear my voice. Though the wolves may howl and roar, as long as the shepherd's near, as long as you're one of His sheep, you're going to come out the other side.
Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow charm gathered by the shine for adoption on the summit of the 7 feet. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of His word, promise to the prophet to return, to ride this train again, to reveal His name, to teach His bride to prophesy again.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east,
from the east,
coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Are gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the 7 feet. We run Mount Zion in the secret place by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory cannot be hid. We'll manifest the great and final boom.
Hallelujah!
Oh, coming from the east,
oh,
coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the 7 feet. A rainbow covenanted one, Joshua Commission testifies she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry, and she shall speak from the summit of the 7 feet.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child are gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the 7 feet. We sing a brand new song. We are the blood-washed throng. We've seen our names beneath the 7 seas. He's opened up to us all the mysteries, and there is light on the summit of the 7 feet.
Hallelujah.
Oh, coming from the east.
Hallelujah.
Coming from the west. Coming from the north and from the south. All the rainbow trouts gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the 7 feet. All things are ready now. Father, let the fire fall. Father,
glorify thy name. You did it once before in the life of Malachi. Now, Father, glorify thy name again. Oh, coming from the east, coming from the west, oh, coming from the north and from the south, all the rainbow tribes are gathered by the shout. Adoption on the summit of the seventh peak.
It's in that one. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He knows his thoughts towards you. Why not worship him in advance for his blessings that he's going to give? It's the best thing to do.
I have a maker before my heart, before even time began, my life was in his hand. He knows. He knows my name. He knows. He knows my every thought. He sees. He sees each tear that falls, and tears me when I go. I have a Father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows, he knows my name. I have an anchor, he's in my life, he placed me in this world, my faith he'll see me through. Oh, he knows my name.
Leave that song like that. We've got to sing that song again. That's a wonderful song. He hears me when I call. We're about to pray. Why not just encourage your faith now while you sing the song? He knows my thoughts. Before the world began, my life was in his hands. He sees my every tear. Friends, what a song to sing before we pray. Let's sing the whole song again. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's call upon his name.
I have a maker before my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. He knows my name. And hears me when I call.
And he's going to hear you when you call. Let's all call upon his name. Father, thank you, Lord, that you know our names, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are good. Thank you, Father, that you are so faithful to your covenant. Thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. Thank you, Father, that you are the God of grace. Father, seated on the throne of grace. Thank you that you are humble myself before the Lord. I just want to bless thy name. Dedicate it all up unto me. Just want to give unto me the praise. Give unto me the glory. Give unto me the glory, Lord. Father, your covenant of grace. Don't let your covenant speak on behalf, Lord, I pray. Even upon this day, of every need that we have, Lord, every situation, every circumstance that we have, Lord. Just be glorified, Father, Lord. I do seek and ask, Lord, that you may be glorified indeed, I pray, Lord. And God bless your name, Brother Joel. I bless your name. Amen. Amen.
In praiseless change. With bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, they spent the night, and in their pain began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing.
Their chains were loose, and they were free.
Oh, we bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name. I give you all. I give you praise. You are
the truth, the way.
The truth, the way.
I bless your name.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
I bless.
Hallelujah.
so weep.
Something just maybe to help people a little bit, certain people.
Amen.
You know, the biggest problem with certain people is they don't get to church often enough. I've got to really say that. You know, people come just on a Sunday and just a Sunday kind of worship and service. You can never get into the momentum of what the Lord is trying to do. I think everybody can feel the last weeks the Lord wants to do something. The Lord is really doing something in the souls of His people. And it's wonderful to feed that experience with worship and praise. But if you're going to just come on a Sunday and we don't come on Wednesday to support the prayer meeting, we don't come on Friday nights for service, how difficult it is to expect that the Lord will do something for you just to come on a Sunday. And that's why I find many people, they come when other people are really in the spirit of worship. Those people are so far away. They're thinking of work tomorrow. They're thinking of problems in their life. It's a sad thing for it to be like that. I hate to see other people in the spirit of worship, and I'm not in the spirit of worship. I search myself then and say, Lord, what's wrong with me? If you're visiting your people, you're not a, what does the Bible say? God is not a respecter of persons. It's just certain people are just moving in a certain channel and God is leading them along. And I really do believe if we yield ourselves at this time, the Lord wants to do wonderful things. So I'd really encourage people, no matter the sacrifice that it takes, no matter what the waters under the bridge would be, for the sake of your own soul, why don't you come for prayer meeting on a Wednesday? Come and get prayed up with the rest of the saints. Come on a Friday with the saints when we seek the Lord once again, like when Friday we seek Him in prayer once again. I do believe it'll make a great difference in your life because you're fulfilling the word to not forsake the assembling of one another together. Please, saints, let's be careful of that. Sometimes it's not the big things we do, the prophet says. It's these little things that we leave undone. Those are the things that really affect us in our experience.
Amen.
Let's sing this song which speaks about the different names of the Lord. His name is El Shaddai. His name is Adonai. These are His covenant names with Israel. To us, He's Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we're going to sing about. It's a wonderful song if you get in the spirit of it.
Seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We're only here to tell the world about you.
song. Ancient words, holy words, long preserved. Friends, ancient words from the covenant God. Just as full of covenant blessing today as they were when he first spoke them. The only thing with us, we need to get in the spirit of them, that they may speak personally to us.
Long preserved for our walk in His word, as we resound with hearts on high. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us faith, oh Lord, help us go. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient word be ancient word, ever true.
Anybody here that has a need before the Lord? And you just want to hold it in your heart before the Lord and say, Lord, you are faithful to your covenant, Lord. Father, in your due season, you remember your covenant. Though it be 1,000 generations, but you remember your covenant. If you're not yet in this covenant, if you're not yet a partaker of this covenant, why not just lay your soul upon the altar upon this day and say, oh Lord, I come unto thee. It's a covenant of grace, Lord. It's not by works, let any man should boast.
Hallelujah.
By grace are we saved through faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And just by faith, look away to Calvary upon this day.
Amen.
Where the covenant was made, where the covenant was sealed.
Thank you, Lord.
And look away to that tomb there in the garden. And see the proof that the covenant was sealed. When Christ raised from the dead. Showing that his sacrifice was perfectly acceptable in the sight of God. And anybody who puts their full trust in him will never be put to shame, the Bible says. If that's your desire, just in your heart, say, Lord, I want to be in this covenant, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want to leave it to chance. I don't want to leave it to an emotion I once had. Lord, I don't want to leave it to a feeling that I once had. Lord, I want a divine reality inside of my soul. Lord, I want you in my life. I want, Lord, that life that was in Christ to be in me. And friends, if you're sincere in your heart, He's going to start a work right now. And if you just keep yielding yourself to Him, He's going to bring you to something that's so glorious and so blessed that you will come into this house and you will give thanks unto the Lord. And you will say those ancient words are true.
Amen.
God is faithful to His covenant. You'll be the testimony of a true witness because you would have experienced those things. Whatever your desire, raise your hand before the Lord as we close. Father, as your people, we thank you upon this day. We thank you for a covenant of grace. We thank you, Lord, for a covenant that you sealed and ratified, Lord. Father, amen. Lord, in your own mind before the foundation of the world, thank you for a plan, Lord, such a wonderful plan that, Lord, before time began, you knew our names, Lord. Father, you called the stars by name, and even this before the stars, you called us by name. And Father, as we've come in this age, Lord, in due season, you've called us by name.
Amen.
And Father, there's something inside of us, Lord, that just responds to you. There's something inside of us, Lord, that though we'd have to forsake all things to walk with you, Father, we'd be so willing to pay that price. Because, Lord, it's so glorious to serve you. It's so glorious to worship you, Lord. It's so glorious, Lord, to be your sons and daughters, Lord, in these the closing days of time. Oh, David said, give thanks unto the Lord. Father, we just want to give thanks to you upon this day. Because, Lord, you are faithful, Lord. Father, you are mindful. Father, you are patient, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you are full of grace.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just come unto the throne of grace upon this day to say, worthy are you, Lord.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Amen.
To receive all the glory, Lord. To receive all of the honor. Father, we just want to give you worship upon this day. We just want to thank you that you are good.
Amen.
We just want to say the Lord is good. Oh, Father, how good that you are to your people. How mindful you are of your covenant, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we can forget, but you don't forget. Father, we can stray, but you are immutable in your ways. Father, we can make other plans and we can think other thoughts. But Father, you are constant and you change not. You are the North Star. So Father, we just want to set our souls upon the North Star once again. We just want to get our spiritual compass, Lord, in harmony with you once again upon this day. And it's only in your presence and it's only by your grace that we can do such. And Father, we just want to start by saying that you are good. Father, you are so kind and so faithful to your sons and daughters. Father, you are so mindful of your word. You see your people, Lord. You see the needs that your people have. Father, we just ask in simplicity. Just remember your covenant, Lord. Just remember the covenant that you established, Lord, with the royal seed of Abraham upon this day. And let the power of the covenant speak upon this day. Father, let the power that is in the blood of the everlasting covenant minister to this every situation, we pray, to every need of your people. Father, we call on the God of the covenant. We use your covenant name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know, Father, that you hear our prayers because our names are written upon your heart. So, Father, we say unto thee, whatever the needs would be, whether it would be financial, Lord, Father, you are the God of prosperity. You have promised to bless your children, Lord. Father, whether it would be whatsoever, people that have troubles at work, Father, you said that if our ways please you, you will make even our enemies to be at peace with us. So, Father, we bring the situation up unto thee. If it would be physical, Lord, if it be sicknesses and diseases, Lord, Father, you said in your word that you sent your word and you healed them. So we send the word of the covenant to heal them upon this day in Jesus' name. Father, let the voice of the blood speak, Lord, we'd pray, and change every situation, Lord, we'd ask. Father, those people that are low in spirit, Father, you said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, in your presence we shall rise upon wings as an eagle. Father, I just pray, let the winds of grace, let the winds of the covenant now blow in the souls of those people. And let them, Father, lay everything else aside and let them just set their wings, Lord. Father, let them just rise upon wings as an eagle once again upon this day. Let them rise up into heavenly places, Lord. Into that place where you are real. to that place where your promises are real, to that place where everything is under control. Because, Lord, you know what you're doing. So, Father, we give it into thine hands. How we thank you for worship, Lord, upon this day. Father, how we would just desire to worship thee upon this day. Father, we don't want to have to go back out there once again. Father, we just want to sit at your feet. We just want to dine as your guests. Father, you have a table that's spread and you've invited us to come and dine. Father, continue to feed us on the finest of the wheat. Continue, Lord, give us a spirit of grace. Give us a spirit of revelation. Give us a spirit of understanding, Lord, we pray. Father, touch your people once again with your precious holy hand. Father, Lord, visit your people, I pray. Visit every soul. Visit our children, no matter how young that they are. Declare yourself unto them as the God of their fathers and the God of their mothers, that you want to deal with them the same way that you've dealt with us, Lord. Let it start young, Lord. Let them not go far. Let them not get caught up and entangled in the things of this age. But Father, visit them even now, Lord, we pray. And our young people, Lord, let them taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, pour out your blessing upon them, Lord, we pray. Reveal yourself to them that they may know that you are real and that your promises are real and that your thoughts towards them are good and that you have good thoughts and that you have good plans, Lord. Father, let them not get snared up in the things of this age, Lord, of this Babylon that we live. But Father, Lord, let your grace be upon them, Lord. Let your love be bestowed upon them, Lord, we pray. And Father, our brothers and our sisters, each and every one of us, you've gathered us as your people. You've gathered us as a family, Lord. Father, let brotherly love continue, Lord, we pray. Father, you said, I will restore, saith the Lord, all the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar have taken. Lord, we just look unto thee. You are the God of restoration. Restore, Lord, we pray. Pour out the balm of Gilead, Lord. Pour it into the souls of every single one of us, Lord. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And Father, let us run with patience, Lord, to finish this race that's set before us, Lord. But Father, we can't do it without you. And Father, you've been so faithful all the way down. Father, right from when we were in the world, Father, you were so faithful to us, Lord. You allowed not the enemy to destroy us, Lord, but at your appointed time, Lord, your grace covenant visited our souls, Lord, and our souls recognized this covenant, Lord. And Father, even as, Lord, as believers, as many times sickness has come and misfortune, Lord, and Father, many times the devil has come, Lord, through the systems of the day. But Father, you've been so faithful, Lord, that you brought us to today. And that today we can say that you've been faithful to us, Lord. Father, you've never failed us yet. Father, we failed you, but you've never failed us. And that's how we just want to give thanks unto the Lord. And Father, as we depart from this place, Lord, may we depart with your blessing. Watch over us, Lord. Bring us back on Wednesday for prayer meeting. Continue to bless the prayer meetings. Bring us back on Friday. Whatsoever you would have before us, Lord. Father, let your will be done. Father, glorify your name, we pray. We thank you for this day. Father, just proclaiming your blessing upon your people, upon the hosts of Israel upon this day, that as we'd go back to battle, we'd go with the blessing of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon us is our desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one more as we dismiss, and may God be with you. Brother Tommy is with us next Sunday. Let's keep it in prayer, saints.
Oh, Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh, because you first loved me. Precious Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you, yes, I love you,
Because you first love me, and